How important is tonight's game? The winner clinches a share of the United Kansas Conference League title. Coming up, I'll be joined by both head coaches, Rod Stahlbaumer of Acer Linwood and Jared Swamford of Seaman. This is High School Football on 96.9 The Pulse, our free MSC radio app, and online, kozafm.com.
Baker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development Home Loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Start your dream home now at Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Welcome back to the Game of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse. Wade Gershner with you. It's our pregame show, and we're joined by the head coach of the Baser Linwood Bobcats. A perfect season, 6-0 thus far, coming off a convincing win over Tonganoxie last week, 44-6. Rod Stahlbaumer with us. And, Coach, just tell us a little bit about your team and how well you have played to this point, 6-0, and the last three games, your defense only given up a total of three touchdowns.
Our defense was the one strength we had coming into the season. We had six returning starters. We had returners at every level, D-line, linebacker, core, and secondary. So we were pretty excited about what we had there, and they've really stepped up and kind of been the driving force for us all year, giving our offense short fields and just giving our offense time to kind of settle in. We had one returning starter on the offense, and that was an offensive lineman. So had a lot of really talented guys coming into the year, but, you know, just for them to have some time to kind of get settled in and get the timing down has been really good for us, and our offense has started clicking a little bit more even lately than what it was to start the season. So we're pretty excited about the progress they've made so far. And, I feel like we've gotten better each week, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that as we get a little deeper in the season.
One of the things that stands out, you've been very balanced offensively, running the football, throwing the football, very efficient. I would imagine as a coach, that's what you're looking for, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, you want to be able to run the football. I think you got to do that in order to win. But, I think just having the ability to pass definitely opens things up and gives you some options if you get behind in a game as well. And so our junior quarterback, Carson Dixon's done an excellent job of just reading the defense and taking what they give us. I think that's kind of what's led to a balanced attack, is that we're really reacting to what the defense is showing us and kind of hitting the path of least resistance. So if they're giving us a light box, we're going to run. If they're playing things tight, we're going to throw.
Last year, a very close game. You won over Seaman 27-24. Your thoughts on the Vikings are off to a 5-1 start.
They're a really talented football team. We knew coming in that they're one of the more talented teams in 5A. They returned seven guys who got all conference recognition last year, including the offensive player of the year quarterback. So, yeah, we knew that they were going to have a heck of a team this year, and they've definitely shown that through the first 6 weeks. So it's going to be a challenge for certain.
And how big a game is this for your team? I know coaches say we take it one game at a time, but this one is pretty important, because if you win tonight against Seaman, you have a share of the league title and you have a chance to win it outright next week with a win tonight.
Yeah, no, it's definitely big in that regard. You know, the first goal any season is to win your league, and then you get in the playoffs, you get a chance to win some other stuff. But, this is definitely a big one for that. We need to play well, and, getting that first, notch under the belt with the conference championship would be huge for our guys. So it's definitely a big game.
Well, Coach, best of luck tonight. Should be a heck of a contest, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Rod Stahlbaumer, head coach of the Baser Linwood Bobcats, off to a 6-0 start. We return our pregame show. We'll be joined by the head coach of the Seaman Vikings, Jared Swafford. This is the Game of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Looking to improve your drive? L&H Mobile Electronics can add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, backup cameras, remote start, Bluetooth, and much more to your vehicle. They can also protect your investment with a security system you can monitor from your phone. Whether it's a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, side-by-side, or even a golf cart, with over 100 years of combined experience, L&H Mobile Electronics in Topeka has the knowledge to tackle any upgrade to help you enjoy your ride.
Count on BNT Construction, LLC for general contracting services, which include excavating, steel doors, metal buildings, glass storefronts, and more. Plus, they provide reliable remodeling and construction services. Call them today at 785-220-5425 for your free commercial improvement estimate. Count on BNT Construction, LLC, proudly serving Northeast Kansas and surrounding states.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Our game of the week on 96.9. The Pulse should be a great one in the UKC, as it is Topeka Seaman hosting the Vikings, hosting Baser Linwood, the Bobcats. The Bobcats 6-0, and the Vikings are 5-1. Here to talk about the head coach of Seaman, Jared Swofford. And Coach, let's go back to your win last week on the road at Shawnee Heights. Your offense puts up 59 points. You win 59-34. And I know that, you know, your quarterback, Max Huston, gets a lot of acclaim, and he should. He deserves it. And certainly, Briar Finley has just been absolutely off the charts the last few games. But I want to start with your running back, Cade McKinney, because he ran for over 200 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and 97-yarder, and when we covered you a couple weeks ago against Lansing, I was talking about a kid that ran well over 100 yards and 3 touchdowns, and it's a possibility that he maybe gets overlooked because Finley had almost 300 yards receiving. What a horrible problem you have when you have that many kids that deserve so much credit.
Yeah, what a good problem to have, right? But I think, first of all, just Caden's a great kid and a tremendous worker, and he's done a lot of really good things for us this year, and you can go all the way back to game one, and then against Shawnee Mission East, he gets our one score on a long screen pass, and just, you know, he's a very dynamic player. He's a kid that's getting pushed every day by Samson Tootle. It was a nice change up back that we have to get in there, and obviously our O-line is doing just a wonderful job now. We're starting to get some things clicking there, and as you mentioned, I think the best part about what we got going is the fact that, you know, maybe Briar and Max are getting a lot of that, and you don't see McKinney sit there saying, "What about me?" You know, he just, like a lot of our other kids, it's about trying to get those wins and doing the best we can as a team, and a very unselfish team that we have, and Caden's a great example of that.
I'm glad you brought up the offensive line, because it starts there, certainly, and that helps your quarterback, your running backs, and your receivers. And you mentioned Finley. I mean, he's on a tear right now, 13 touchdowns over the last three games, 298 yards receiving 2 weeks ago against Lansing, almost 200 yards against Shawnee Heights. But the connection that he and Huston have, it's, you know, we see so much of Mahomes versus with Kelsey, how they know where each other's going to be. And I know you've talked about that to the media before, but for our listeners tonight, just describe that connection that they have and how much easier that makes it for you to be a coach.
Well, I think that with them, it's been well documented how close they are as friends and the amount of time they spend together. And when you've got somebody like that that you know that you can go to, and then now is going to continue to gain more and more attention on the field and open up opportunities for others, and their connection is unbelievable. And while we knew we started out a little bit slow, that it was eventually going to start to click, and we're definitely seeing that now. And you can also watch the two of them when our defense is on the field, and the energy that they're helping bring along with the rest of their teammates. It's not sitting off to the side and gloating about something that maybe happened. And we've been fortunate to have some big plays, but also put together some nice drives. And it would be easy to get very self-involved and alienate yourself a little bit. We don't see that at all with those two, and their connection is very special.
Huge matchup tonight for you against the 6-0 undefeated Baser Linwood Bobcats. They edged you a year ago, and they're off to a 6-0 start. You're 5-1. You're both undefeated in the UKC. This is a huge game tonight in regards to the league standings. Each of you have a league game coming up, DeSoto next week for you at home, and they'll have Lansing. How important is this game for your squad tonight?
The most important game of the season, because it's the game that's right in front of us. And so that's been our approach all along, no matter who the opponent has been. And we kind of talk about our viewpoint is whoever you're playing and what has happened in the past is pretty irrelevant, as long as you stay in the moment and continue to believe and trust in the process and handle the good and bad together. And then, once it's over, you get to celebrate certain games maybe just a little bit different than you do some others. And so it's one thing I think that we do a good job in our program and our kids believe in, and that is there's no doubt that Baser is absolutely a tough team, and they're 6-0 for a reason. They're incredibly well coached with Coach Stahlbaumer and their staff in all phases, not just one, all of them, including special teams. And so we got to stay within the moment. We got to enjoy each possession, do the best that we can within those possessions, and try to win more individual battles and team battles than they do to give ourselves a chance to beat a phenomenal team.
Well, it should be a heck of a ball game. We're looking forward to it tonight on the Pulse. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Jared Swaffer, head coach of the Seaman Vikings. When we return, we'll get you set for kickoff. It is Baser Linwood versus Seaman, our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, welcome back to Seaman Stadium, home of the Seaman Vikings. It's a 5A battle tonight in the United Kansas Conference League as Baser Linwood undefeated at 6-0, 5-0 in league play. And the Vikings of Seaman, 5-1 overall, 5-0 in league play. And the winner clinches at least a share of the league title. The loser, for all intents and purposes, eliminated from the league championship race next week. Seaman hosts DeSoto, a rematch of a 5A matchup a year ago in the second round of the playoffs that Seaman won 31-28, and Baser Linwood will be home to Lansing. So if Baser wins tonight and tomorrow, they would be undefeated league champs. And if Seaman would win tonight and beat DeSoto at home next week, they would be undefeated league champs. But the winner tonight clinches no worse than a share of the league title. Baser Linwood tonight sporting their white uniforms with the green numerals and gold trim, green helmets. And the Vikings of Seaman on their home field here tonight in the cardinal red jerseys with the white numerals, helmets, and pants. Sometimes they have the royal blue jerseys, as they had a couple weeks ago when we had the game of the week here on 96.9 The Pulse when they took on Lansing and won that game 43-22. And the Bobcats of Baser Linwood won the toss. They defer, and the Vikings will have the football first here this evening, which means we can tell you about the starting offense for Seaman. Up front, left tackle, 6'3", 235-pound senior Dallas Gardenhire. Brody Empson is a left guard, 6'1", 230 junior. Andrew Broughton, 5'10", 210-pound senior, starts at center. Rogan Brown is the right guard, 5'11", 220 junior. Right tackle is Braden Warren, 5'10", 218 junior. All five of those offensive linemen are returning starters, and Broughton was an all-league performer a year ago. Max Huston is the quarterback for Seaman, 6'1", 180 senior, offensive player of the year in the UKC a season ago. Kay McKinney, 6'2", 180-pound junior, is the running back. Briar Finley, what a season he's having, 6'4", 182 senior at wide receiver, along with Jaden Evans, 6'1", 175-pound junior. Connor Scholes, wide receiver, 6'1", 50 sophomore, and Noah Kobachewski is a 6'4", 225-pound junior tight end. Seaman this year went over Piper, then their only loss at Shawnee Mission East, 35-7 week two. Since then, they've beaten Topeka West, 53-6. Casey Turner, 49-0. Went over Lansing, 43-22. And then outscored Shawnee Heights last week, 59-34. In that game, they led 21-0, 35-20 at halftime. 616 yards of offense for the Vikings, 406 on the ground. McKinney, a big night, 20 carries, 217 yards, two touchdowns, a 97-yarder to start the scoring, and Max Huston threw for 210 and two scores, ran for three scores, and Briar Finley, another big night at wide receiver, 10 catches, 199, and two touchdowns, and Mariana Collins had two interceptions and a fumble recovery to lead the Seaman defense. Baser Linwood to kick it away. We are off and rolling here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. The kick is sideways, high in the air, and in through the end zone for a touchback, and Seaman will start with the first drive of the contest. The defense are Baser Linwood. R.J. Madrigal is a junior defensive end, along with Cooper Ingram, a junior. Nose tackle is 6 foot, 250-pound senior Caden Gedney, returning starter at nose. The linebackers, Jake Sharp, Will Howard, Garrett Pierce, Tucker Hutchison. They are all returning starters from a year ago. Kyle Burnett is a senior at corner, along with Cole Hofer, a junior, and the safeties, Wyatt Holting and Nate Martin. Martin, a junior, Holting, a senior, Martin, all-league, I mentioned a year ago, Pierce, all-league at linebacker. He leads the team with 12 tackles for loss and 4 sacks this season, a 3-year starter. So Seaman has the football going left to right on your radio dial, starting at their own 20. Here's McKinney, and McKinney bounces outside and taken out close to the 25-yard line, and on the tackle was Jake Sharp. Not to be confused with the former Jayhawk great from Salina Central. There's also Will Howard on this Bobcat team. Not to be confused with the quarterback Ohio State and used to be the quarterback at Kansas State. Pick up on the play of 5 for the running back McKinney, who's been really playing well, and the offensive line's been playing very well for Seaman, especially the last couple of weeks. Second down at 5. They give it to McKinney again. This time he is sandwiched by 2 Bobcats, but then they throw him forward to almost the 30. Very, very close to a first down. And the inches short, so a gain of 4 for McKinney as the force of the tackle helped him move forward and almost pick up the first down. Here's a give on 3rd and inches, nothing. 2 for the Vikings on offense. 3 straight run plays, and this one snuffed out as coming through and making the tackle for the Vikings against Mac Huston, who kept the football at quarterback. There was Caden Gedney leading the charge. Also, Will Howard was there. So 3 and out for the Seaman offense, who's been on a tear the last few weeks, averaging 41 points a game coming in, 424 yards of offense per game, 228 through the air, 196 on the ground, and has put up 53, 49, 43, and 59 points the last few weeks. Here is the punt by Jaden Evans. It's high into that south-southeast wind, about 15 miles an hour. Ball juggled and then caught and going forward and being obliterated on the return for Baser Linwood is Noah Gutierrez, but he pops back up. And so Baser Linwood will start at the Seaman 43-yard line. Prime Real Estate, their first drive of the night. Let's set that Seaman defense. Aiden Tuck out tonight. That means that Dayton Mincer will start a senior at D-end along with Braden Tillman, a senior. Nose guard is Caden Jordan, 300-pound senior. Linebackers, Cameron Bryan, Hayden Cummings, and Thomas Osborne. The corners, Mariano Collins, Mike Hurla, and then the 3 safeties, Kevin Moe, Hayden Foxhoven, back after missing a couple of games due to injury, and Caden Whitehurst, as Seaman runs a 3-3-5 defense. Baser Lynn with a 3-4. Carson Dixon, the junior quarterback, completing 57% of his passes, 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. 1st and 10 for the Bobcats. Trips right, 1 receiver left. And the give is running back Doring. He is met and thrown backward by big, bad Caden Jordan. No gain on the play as Doring angling to the left. He's a 6'180 senior. He's the starting run back. Leads the team with 529 rushing yards, 9 touchdowns. He's run for over 100 twice, including 195 against Shawnee Heights in week 3. Ash Morrison, a senior at 1 wideout. Austin Adair, a senior who missed all of last year due to injury, leads the team with 6 touchdown receptions. Roman Miller, their tight end, is out sick tonight, so Kalen Thino will take over that spot. He's a sophomore, and Connor Rivas is a wide receiver, a senior. Here's Dixon being chased by Tillman. Rolls right now, keeps it, runs, turns on the afterburners, and has a first down to the far boundary, past the sticks at the 32. It's a gain of 11. And so Dixon showing off his wheels, and it's a first down for the Bobcats. Left tackle Eric Johns, a senior. Gabe Ruiz, a senior at right tackle. Right guard Isaac Renfro, 325-pound junior. Left guard, 235 junior. Eli Stanton, the center, 220 junior. Tyson Heffley. Bunch trips to the near side. One receiver right. 1st and 10 from the 32. It's a straight give. It goes to Doring. Doring running right and is brought down in pursuit with Caden Jordan again, the big nose tackle for Seaman, but not before Doring moves the pile all the way to the 27. It's a pickup of 6 and a first, second down and short now facing this Bobcat offense. The Bobcat offense, we've talked so much about Seaman's offense, but the Bobcats are averaging 43 points a game, 368 yards of offense, perfect balance, 179 rush, 189 pass. 2 receivers left, 1 receiver right. The wing back on the right side is Caleb Fino, who's in place of the ill starting tight end Roman Miller. 2nd down and 4. In motion, coming near side is the wideout. The give is to Doring. They try to spread him out, and Seaman is not confused at all. In fact, making a big play there was Cameron Bryan, junior linebacker, has 5 tackles for loss this year and 60 tackles to lead the team in that category. And it brings up a 3rd down at about 3, a gain of just 1 there for Doring. No score, 8:40 to play in this first quarter. Seaman had the ball first, three and out, punted. Here's the Bobcats with their first drive of the night. They're undefeated 6-0. Two receivers to the left. In the slot is Thino. Two receivers right. And now Doering goes in motion to the left. It's a swing pass to Doering, and it's off his left paw. Incomplete. Pass a little bit thrown. That's the pass off the mark just a hair by Dixon. Led him too far. They're in four down territory. The first down, or first incomplete pass, I should say, of the night for Dixon, who first year as a starting quarterback. 15 touchdowns, three interceptions. Last week, 21 of 30 for 373, three touchdowns against the Tonganoxie club that they beat 44-6. He had five touchdown passes at Topeka West earlier this year, just a junior. Fourth and three from the 26 for the Bobcats. They need the Viking 23 to extend the drive. Two receivers left, one receiver to the right. In the pistol is Dixon. Gets a snap, rolls to his near side. Avoids the defender, and now throws. It is incomplete over the head and behind the intended target. As coming across is Austin Adair, who leads the team with six touchdown catches. And he had a little bit of pressure, and Seaman fans wanting perhaps a hold as they're trying to protect Dixon rolling to the near side of the field, but it ends up being an incomplete pass and a turnover on downs for Baser Linwood. So a big stop by the Viking defense as the Bobcats had the short field. Remember, it started at their own 43. Seaman takes over at their own 26-yard line. No score, 8:20 to go first quarter. Huston is in the pistol. Two receivers right, including Finley in the slot. Handoff is to McKinney, and nothing doing. Big-time play made by the Bobcat defense. Cooper Ingram, 210-pound junior defensive end, shot through and dropped McKinney a no chance. A loss on the play of 2.5, back to the 23.5 for McKinney. Second down and 12. It's the official loss of 2 back to the 24. Finley out to the right along with Scholes. They're going deep. Seam pattern looking for Finley. He's open. Makes the catch and stride at the 40. At the Bobcat 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. And there's the home run. That explosive play by the Seaman Viking offense. And that exceptional connection between Huston and Finley. 76 yards and the Vikings lead 6-0. Just a seam pattern. Finley outran his man. And Huston put it on the money in stride. 76-yard bomb to start the fireworks that we expected here tonight between these two very talented offensive teams. Snap, the hold by the Vikings. The kick is good by Ethan Geiger, who they're glad to have back. Although Hayes did a nice job kicking extra points this year. Extra point is good. It's 7-0. Seaman back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, Whole Family Health, and inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Max Huston with his 18th touchdown pass of the season. 14 of those 18 have been to number one, Breyer Finley. And Breyer this year, averaging 20 yards a catch, he now has 950 yards receiving. And we are only here in the seventh game of the season. Prior to that catch, Finley, 12 touchdown catches in the last four games. The last four games, Finley is averaging 8 catches, 207 yards, 3 touchdowns. Had almost 300 yards receiving a couple weeks ago against Lansing. And tonight, a 76-yard touchdown reception. His 14th of the year and his 27th of his career. Here's the double handoff and reverse on the kickoff return. And bringing it back as a dare to the Viking 35. And that's where the Bobcats will start trailing 7-0. With 7:26 to play in this first quarter, second drive of the night for the Bobcats. So it goes down as a two-play, 74-yard drive, and you say, well, how's that possible? It's a 76-yard touchdown pass. Well, the first down play lost 2 yards. Back to the 24. The Bobcats will take over. They move it forward to the 36-yard line, first and 10 for Baser Linwood. Last year, they were Class 4A team. They moved up to 5A. Rod Staubmalmer, the head coach, originally from Bern, Kansas, 28th year overall, 11th year with the Bobcats, 81-30 record with Baser and Linwood, and 29 wins over the last four seasons, including 7-4 last year, lost in the 4A quarter to St. Thomas Aquinas, but Class 5A this year, throwing straight ahead into that defense of the Vikings. Gain of a couple, Tillman in on the stop along with Jordan for Seaman. Doring four carries for 9 yards as Bobcats trying to establish the run. Their Staubmalmer's head coach of Linden for 7 years. Was at Rossville for a year. Quivira Heights to start his coaching career, which is now Central Plains. Here's a out pattern and off the hands, through the hands, and incomplete on the far side. Should have been caught by Nash Morrison, but he dropped it. Morrison leads the team with 26 receptions and 300 yards receiving. Now, Finley has most of the receiving yards for Seaman and all the touchdown catches. On the flip side, the Bobcats have balance. They have three receivers with 250 yards or more. Third down and 8 after that incomplete pass. Dixon 0 for 3, throwing the pigskin in early going, completing 57% of his passes this season. Two receivers right, Adair along with Rivas. Two receivers left, Doring is the running back in the slot. Empty backfield on 3rd and 8 from the far hash at the 37. Under pressure, under duress, getting through and getting the first down and more is Dixon angling far boundary and out of bounds at the 49. Nice run by Dixon as the pocket broke down. He felt the pressure, good recognition, and he's able to pick up 12 on the play. Second time we've seen Dixon scramble after being under some duress. No spy from the Seaman defense early on. Dixon has run for 206 yards this year, averaging 5 yards a carry. So a threat, but not a guy that you typically say we got to stop his legs first. Actually, got to stop his arm first. He's a good passer. Here's a give to Doring, right up the gut into that Seaman defense, and hogtied and wrestled and thrown backwards. Nice defensive play made there by Clayton Johnson, 5'10", 200-pound junior. Aiden Tuck was a scratch after last night and this morning, left defensive end, so he's out. That means that Dayton Mincer gets a start tonight. We'll see Bodie Alexander as they rotate defensive linemen. Gain of just 2 for Doring. Comes in averaging 5.5 yards a carry. 6:20 to go. First quarter, 7-0 Seaman on a 76-yard pass from Huston to Finley as Dixon is twirled to the turf, running right, quarterback run all the way. Cameron Bryan in on the stop for Seaman, and they'll mark the football near the Seaman 45-yard line. Gain of 6. Check that, gain of 4. Third down and 4. Scoreboard operator, 2 weeks ago, they had the ball on yard line that is on the digital scoreboard. They're not putting it up tonight, or maybe there's a problem with the scoreboard there. So third down and 4 facing the Bobcat offense. More than likely 4-down territory. Receiver wide to the near side is Morrison. Two receivers right now in motion is Adair. And jumping right side is Tillman. But they blow the play dead. I mean, sometimes that means it's a false start. And then the defensive man came in the neutral zone. Tillman immediately felt bad because he felt like it was on him. We'll see. It is on Tillman. He jumped there, a little antsy from his right defensive end position. First penalty of the night on either team. And it results in a first down and 10. Move to chains for the Bobcat offense to the Seaman 40. Ball resting far hash mark. Baser Linwood in the white jerseys with the green numerals and helmets and trim. Moving from right to left. First down and 10, 5:28 to go, first quarter. Trips to the near side, one receiver right. Quarterback read option. It's the handoff to the running back Doring, and he has nowhere to go. Tillman says, I'm going to totally redeem myself, but he does after jumping offside. Tackle for a loss, of 3 for Doring. He really hasn't been able to get going so far. Tillman, his 6th tackle for loss this season. Second down and 13 for the Bobcats. Once again, they bunch 3 receivers to the near side. One receiver alone on the far. Out of the pistol, low snap, gathered by Dixon. Rolls right, surveys, zips it right side on an out pattern, and it is caught at the 25-yard line by Morrison, his favorite target this year. Now mark it to 26 at the gain of 14 as Morrison with his first catch of the night. No huddle offense. First and 10. Dixon airs it out left side. Has a man. Touchdown. Adair hauls it in for the score. 26-yard strike from Dixon to Adair, and the Bobcats respond to the Vikings' quick strike ability with a 26-yard scoring pass. 7-6, pending an extra point for the Bobcats. Well, we figure there's going to be a lot of fireworks tonight. We might be just getting started. On for the extra point is Colin Zimbelman, 30 of 32 on extra points this year, 2 for 2 on field goal tries. Snap, the hold, the kick, almost blocked. Collins came through off the edge, but it is good. We are tied at 7, 4:44 to go. First quarter from Seaman Stadium at Seaman High School. Vikings and Bobcats all knotted up back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On the Bobcats respond, an 8-play, 64-yard drive. Remember, they convert a fourth down on an offside penalty on the Seaman defense, and it's Austin Adair hauling in a 26-yard pass from Carson Dixon. Dixon's 16th touchdown pass of the year, and for Adair, his 7th touchdown catch of the season. Adair had 2 touchdown catches against DeSoto and at Topeka West. Acer Linwood winning over Taganaki last week 44-6. 527 yards of offense. Nash Morrison had a big night. 138 yards receiving, a couple of touches. And Roman Miller had 4 catches for 103, but he's out tonight due to illness as the kickoff is through the end zone touchback. And so Seaman will start at their own 20-yard line in a 7-7 tie. When you look at the United Kansas Conference standings, Baser, Linwood, and Seaman 5-0 in league play. DeSoto right there at 5-1. And DeSoto will be at Seaman next Friday. Baser, Linwood will host Lansing. Of course, last year a thriller between the Vikings and DeSoto. Second round of 5A playoffs. Seaman won 31-28 to advance to the sectionals for the first time since 2016. Baser, Linwood, meanwhile, went 7-4, lost to St. Thomas Aquinas in the 4A quarters, but they moved up to 5A this year. Lansing, that they'll play next week, down to 4A. So on the return, even though the ball went through the end zone, a personal foul called on Seaman, so half the distance, and that puts the ball at the 10. So Seaman, poor field position to start, moving left to right in the cardinal red with the white pants and helmets. It's a toss play to McKinney. McKinney gains 5 to the 15. There's a flag being thrown by the side judge, and normally that means either offsides or a hold. And it is a hold on Seaman. It is on Empson. Gardenhire, Empson, Broughton the center, Brown, and Warren. All 5 a returning starter is an offensive line for Seaman. 8 offensive starters back this year. 4 starters on defense. No two-way players that start for Seaman or for Baser Linwood. So, half the distance on the hold. Back-to-back penalties on the Vikings. They're pinned back at their own 5. 4:24 to go. First quarter, 7-7 tie. 2 receivers left. 1 receiver right is Finley. Here is Huston. Claps his hands. Gets it. Hands it off to McKinney. And nothing there. Cade McKinney's had a rough go so far as Baser Linwood is winning the battle in the trenches in the early going. There's no gain on the play. Actually, they'll move it forward a yard. So, pick up a 1 for McKinney. 4 carries for 8 yards. McKinney last week, what a game. 217 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, 97-yard run. They open up the scoring, and Seaman outlasted Shawnee Heights 59-34. Last year, Baser Linwood knocked off Seaman 27-24. 2 years ago, 47-32. Rolling right, Huston. He throws, crossing pattern, caught by Finley. Spins out of 1 tackle, but not a second. But a good gain up to the 17-yard line. Gain of 11 brings up a third and two. Baser Linwood and Seaman have only met two times. And as I said, Baser Linwood's won both. So third down and three at the 18 for the Vikings. Two receivers left, two receivers staggered right, and we have a false start called on Seaman. So that's the third penalty in the last couple of minutes. One on special teams on a personal foul, and now two penalties on the offense, a hold, and now a false start. That has to drive head coach Jared Swafford crazy, as it would with any head coach. Coach Swafford in his fourth year, record of 21-14 at Perry for 11 years as assistant coach, defensive coordinator, took over for Glenn O'Neill, who coached for 16 of 2020 for the Vikes. 3:14 to go in this first quarter. Huston has some time now. He throws a screen, caught by McKinney. McKinney has some room, dives forward, and should have enough for a first down to the 23. Gain of 10 and a first down. So to slow down that pass rush, throw a screen. McKinney had some blockers in front. First and 10 from the near hash at the 23. 2x2 set. Huston rolls left against his body. Sets, fires on the money, and incomplete. Scholes had it, and the ball was dislodged on the far side at the 33. Nice hit applied there by Nate Martin, who is a returning starter, who has blocked two punts this year on special teams. He's a three-year starter. Started as a freshman. He's just a junior. That was a nice hit on Scholes to dislodge the football on what looked like it was going to be a catch. Second down and 10 from the 23 for the Vikings near hash. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Kobachewski at tight end as a wing back. Goes on the pass pattern. Huston under duress, looks, and now runs out of time and is absolutely devoured. Jake Sharp back there along with Caden Gedney for the Bobcats. And that's a loss of 9 to the 14. This Baser Linwood defense allowing just 11 points per game this year, just three touchdowns the last three games. They forced 16 turnovers. They've been really stingy lately, giving up just three touchdowns, one in each of the last three games. A nice win over DeSoto, 21-7. Huston sets up the screen again over the head of McKinney, and that was dangerous. Could have been intercepted, but incomplete. Seaman will have to punt the football. That a 4th and 19, a safe play, you think. That pass is over there to McKinney, and sometimes those screens, if you overthrow them, ends up being right in the linebacker's lap. So Huston dodges a bullet there with that pass. Max Huston has not thrown an interception since week two against Shawnee Mission East. He's been on a roll since. 18 touchdowns, just 5 picks on the year, but he had 3 there against Shawnee Mission East in week two, but he's been very good ever since. Evans, the junior, back to punt. It is on the way. And it is off the side of his foot and into one of the coaches on the near sideline. Seaman catches it at the 25-yard line. So that goes down about an 11-yard punt. And so now Baser Linwood will start for the second time tonight in Seaman territory. This occasion, they started the Viking 25. Seven-seven tie, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bobcats with excellent field position. Twins to the left, two receivers right. Dino is in the slot. In motion is a dare coming off the edge of a blitz, and Cameron Bryan trips up the running back Doring. Nobody put a body on Cameron Bryan, who looked like he shot out of a cannon off the edge on the blitz, and he just was able to swipe at the ankle and trip up Doring. No gain and on the play. In fact, a loss of a 1. Second down 11 from the 26 for the Bobcats. Coming in undefeated in 6-0. The Vikings 5-1. Two receivers far side. One receiver flank to the left. In the pistol. Getting the snap is Dixon. Wanted to throw it short. Now he keeps it. Pressure. Runs and goes out of bounds on the near sideline at the 22. Was able to pick up 4 on the play. And it brings up a third down for the Bobcat offense. Third and about 7. I want to get to the 15. The ball resting at the 22. Fino lined up as a tight end left side. Receiver blank left is Morrison, a leading receiver. And now Adair goes to the slot. Dixon telling everybody what they want to do. Fino a little bit confused as to which side he should be on. They flip the sides to the receivers. During the lone setback, they check their wristbands to the Bobcats on a third down and seven at the Seaman 22. 7-7 tie. Big game in the league tonight from Seaman. Here's a throw. Dixon going on a post and incomplete. Back in the end zone. Let his man too far. Morrison was the intended target. Good coverage on the back end by Grant Eberts. Aiden Foxhoven back at junior. High ankle sprain against Topeka West. Missed a couple games. Played some last week. They're glad to have him back. But Eberts has played well. Had a couple interceptions against Lansing. Gannon had five interceptions on defense. And so now, coming in to kick a field goal is Colin Zimbelman. This will be a 39-yard attempt from the near hash. He is 2-for-2 on field goals, but his long is 32. So this will be 7 yards longer than his long this season. Minute 19 to go, first quarter, 4th and 7 facing the Bobcats. They choose to kick a field goal. Now the play clock down to 5. They call a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
At Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at Skillsaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring. With Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Colin Zimbelman on for a 39-yard field goal. Holder Kehan Bradley, a junior. Zimbelman, the kicker, is a sophomore. The long snapper is Jake Sharp, a junior. Holder on a knee at the 29. Here's the kick by Zimbelman. It's on the way, and it is wide left. He missed it from the left hash. Tough angle sometimes for right-footed kicker, and Zimbelman misses the field goal as Coach Stahlmummer elects not to go for it on a 4th down and 7. So the Viking defense has done their job. Remember, Mason Linwood had the ball on their first drive starting at the Seaman 43. This drive started at the Seaman 25 after the shank punt. And despite those two excellent drives with starting field position, the Vikings haven't given up a point on either one of those. The Vikings take over at their own 20. Swing pass, caught by McKinney. A little juke move and then buried at the 22. The gain of just a couple for McKinney. McKinney a threat out of the backfield, both running and catching the football. Pickup of 2. And brings up a 2nd and 8 for the Viking offense, moving left to right in the cardinal red with the white numerals. Finley in the slot, flanked right. Scholes on the edge on the boundary. Rolling right is Huston. He looks for Finley. Finley dropped it. Pass a little bit behind him. Decent coverage. Wyatt Holting is there, senior strong safety for the Bobcats. Huston had to rush that one just a bit. Max Huston is 4-for-7, throwing the pigskin for 99 yards, including a 76-yarder for a touchdown to Finley. 3rd down and 8 for the Vikings. Last drive, they went backwards, hampered by penalties. 4 penalties for the Vikings in this first quarter, none on Baser Linwood. They bunched 3 receivers to the near side of the field for the far hash. Ready to snap it, Andrew Broughton, the senior center. Huston, the senior quarterback. Swing passes to McKinney. McKinney trying to get some blocking. Does not. Outstanding play. Shooting through the two would-be blockers and making tackle for Baser Linwood. Outstanding play made by Kyle Burnett, a senior off the edge at corner. And there just was nothing there on the swing pass to McKinney. It goes down as no gain. McKinney 3 catches for 12 yards. Finley 2 catches for 87. And the Vikings will let this game clock run down. They'd be punting into the wind, so it's wise by Coach Swofford to let the clock go down to zeros and then switch into the field to punt. At the end of 1, we figured it'd be a close game. Hasn't disappointed so far. Baser Linwood 7, Demon Vikings 7. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Here's the punt by Jaden Evans. Has the wind at his back, and it is a booming punt. Fair catch signal and caught. That was returnable, but being safe is Gutierrez. What a punt by Evans after he shanked his first punt into the wind. This one aided by the wind all the way to the 37 of Vassar Linwood. So a heck of a punt. Punt ends up being about 50-some yards. And so the Bobcats will start at their own 37. In a 7-7 tie. Just tuning in late, it was Max Huston and Briar Finley, 76-yard touchdown pass, 7-0. The very next drive, 26-yard touchdown pass from Carson Dixon, outside there for the Bobcats, and we're tied at 7. We start the second quarter. Moving left to right are the Bobcats, 2-by-2 set. Quick pass, dangerous pass, and nobody home. Miscommunication between the receiver, who was defended by Mariano Collins. That was Connor Rivas. And the quarterback, Dixon, not on the same page, incomplete. Dixon, so far tonight, 2 of 6, airing out the pigskin for 40 yards, but 26 of those 40 on the touchdown pass to Adair. Two receivers flank left, two go to the right side. In motion goes Rivas to the far, so that means three receivers on that side, and jumping is Mincer. Well, we saw Braden Tillman jump off sides. This time, Dayton Minzer starting in place of Aiden Tuck, who is out here tonight, a senior. Hope to have him back soon. And that is the fifth penalty on the night on the Vikings. None so far on the Bobcats. Demon will host DeSoto next Friday. And Vassar Linwood will be at home against Lansing. 2-by-2 formation. Doring is a lone setback. So far, he has just 7 yards rushing on 7 carries. He gets the call this time, moving left, and he gets maybe a yard, and that's it. The Seaman rush defense has been very solid. The best success that the Bobcats have had running the football has been scrambling on what are not designed run plays by their quarterback, Dixon. League title, a share of it on the line here tonight. Bobcats, 8 league titles in their school history, last one in 2021. Seaman has 28 league titles, but they haven't had one since 2006, 18 years ago. How the pistol, 3rd and 4. Low snap, Dixon handles it. Swings it out on a wheel route to Doring. And for the second time tonight, Doring was open on the swing pass. Little mini wheel route, and both times off the left hand, Doring incomplete. So the Bobcats will have to punt into the wind. Supposed to die down as the night progresses. I asked Coach Swafford on the field for the game, do you think that'll be a factor tonight? He says, I don't think so, because Max, first of all, can handle that, throwing the ball through the wind or into the wind or with the wind. We kind of had those conditions throughout the week when we practiced. Vassar Linwood didn't seem to be too worried about it either. 4th down and 4, but it did affect the punting game earlier, and this one's affected as well. It's high but short punts. Takes a Bobcat bounce inside the Seaman 30 and down to the 27. So that's where the Vikings will start. So the wind not affecting the passing games per se for either team, but certainly affecting the special teams units, in particular the punters. But the Bobcats got a bit of a roll there. When you're punting into the wind, you want to keep it low, but you don't want to punt it so low that somebody comes through and block it. But if you punt it sky high, the wind's going to knock it down and go backwards. So the Vikings take over on 27 for the far hash mark, moving right to left. 11:06 to go, first half, 7-7 tie. Two receivers staggered left, two staggered right. Quick bubble screen to Finley, and the Bobcats are there. Well, that play's gone for big yardage this year for the Viking offense, but Jake Sharp was there along with Gedney and others for the Bobcats. Finley able to pick up just one on a little bubble screen. Well, we talked about a few weeks ago when Lansing was in town that when things get tough, you want to put the ball in your playmaker's hands, and that would be Briar Finley for Seaman. Of course, it's always in the hands of Max Huston. He's your quarterback. Offensive player of the year in the UKC a year ago as a junior. He rolls left against his body, being chased by Sharp, gets away from Sharp, scrambles right, turns on the jets, and has close to a first down. Max Huston looked like he was going to be sacked, got away, eluded the rush of Sharp, reverse field to the far boundary, and they mark him out. Let's see where they mark him out. They stepped out at the 34. So a gain of 5. But Huston made something out of nothing there. Third down and about 3. Late substitution for the Bobcats. They're confused defensively. It's an option. Huston running left and has a first down. Took a shot there by Cooper Ingram. But not before he gets to the 39. A gain of 5 and a first down for the Viking offense. Vikings on offense start 3 seniors, 7 juniors, and a sophomore. Pacer Linwood defensively, they start 5 seniors and 6 juniors. Neither team has any two-way starters. First down and 10 from the 39, middle of the field. High snap handled. Huston throws it out to Tootle. Samson Tootle into the game. And he picks up 5 to the 45. In fact, they'll mark the 46. Pickup of 6. Pushed out on the far side by Tucker Hutchison. Tittle this year, his third catch of the season. He's run for 212 yards. He is a senior. Second down and 4 for the Vikings at their own 46. 3 receivers, 1 running back, Tittle. Rolling left, dumping it off to Kobachewski is Huston, the quarterback. Kobachewski is wrestled and twirled to the turf at the 49. It was 2nd and 3, ends up picking up a couple. Kobachewski, that big frame at 6'4", 225. He looks like a tight end, and he's getting some D1 and D2 looks already. Last year, 45 catches, 8 touchdowns. This year, not nearly the stats, but Finley has made up for that. Here is a quarterback keep by Huston, and he just runs through 2 defenders, pinballs off both, falls forward to the 48. Gain of 5 and a first down on 3rd and short. For all the accolades that Huston gets for throwing the football, and rightfully so, 1,300 yards, 62% completion percentage. He's also run for almost 400 yards. Last year ran for over 700. Here's a give to McKinney. Has some room for the first time tonight. Picks up 3. To the Bobcat 45. Cooper Ingram with the stop. McKinney, 5 carries, 11 yards. Both teams going quickly. Out of the pistol, handoff to McKinney again. He is getting drilled. Absolutely knocked over. That's coming through. Big time collision. Nice play made by Christian Locke. A senior has 2.5 sacks on the year, coming off the bench. They rotate him in. That was a big stick on McKinney. There was nothing there. Third down and 6 for the Viking offense. 7-7 tie, 8 minutes to go in the second quarter here at Siemens Stadium. League title on the line. There's the bubble screen to Finley. Avoids one tackle, breaks a second, but cannot break a third. Coming over and laying the wood was Garrett Pierce. He is a stud. 53 tackles, 12 for loss, 4 sacks, 3-year starter, all-league a year ago, returning starter. He leads a team in about every single defensive category. It's a gain of just a couple. Well, they're ready for that bubble screen. That wide receiver swing, a screen to Finley. 4th down and 5 facing the Viking offense. They need the Bobcat 38. Ball resting far hash at the base of Linwood 43. Playing time on the play clock. 7:22 to go, second quarter. 13 on the play clock. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Huston, short drop. Now pressure. Rolls, throws, and incomplete. Right off the hands of Scholes. Was right at the sticks. Would have been very interesting had he caught it, if he would have gotten the forward progress or had he broken a tackle, but he did not catch it. It's been a frustrating night offensively for Seaman, with the exception of the 76-yard bomb from Huston to Finley to open up the scoring tonight. Basin Linwood answered the 26-yard touchdown pass, and that's where we stand, 7-7. We thought there'd be a lot of points, but the defenses have been up to the challenge, especially with the other team's offense with some really good field position. So turnover on downs for Seaman, and now Mason and Linwood will start at their own 43, and all kinds of movement up front and offsides again on the Vikings. The Vikings now six penalties in this game for 35 yards. Mason Linwood yet to commit an infraction. That's the third time the Vikings have jumped offsides rushing the quarterback. They've been a little anxious, and as they say, watch the ball. Defensively, watch the ball. Ball doesn't move, you shouldn't go across the line of scrimmage. First down and five after the 5-yard penalty from the 48. Dixon calling out the signals. Hand off goes to Bowie, Jeremiah Bowie, and he dives for a gain of perhaps a yard. Nice play made defensively by Ben Trier, Jr., number 33, in at a linebacker spot. So a gain of just one for Bowie. Actually, they're going to say no gain on the play for Bowie. His knee hit back at the 48. His body was at the 49. Second down and five, 7-7 tie. Two receivers to the right, wing back left. They run the little end around, flip. It goes to Adair. Adair has some blockers in front. Far sideline, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. See you later. Touchdown, Austin Adair. 53 yards to Pater on the little flip end around reverse, and the Vikings over pursued and a convoy in front for Adair, and the Bobcats lead 13-7 with 6:30 to go before halftime. Austin Adair, all he does is score touchdowns. So on for the extra point is Zimmelman. Adair had the touchdown reception to start the scoring for Baser and Linwood back in the first quarter. So seven touchdown receptions on the year, and now a rushing touchdown. Here's a snap, the hold by Bradley. The kick is on the way by Zimmelman. The sophomore puts it through. 14-7 Baser and Linwood. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Looking to improve your drive? LNH Mobile Electronics can add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, backup cameras, remote start, Bluetooth, and much more to your vehicle. They can also protect your investment with a security system you can monitor from your phone. Whether it's a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, side-by-side, or even a golf cart, with over 100 years of combined experience, LNH Mobile Electronics in Topeka has the knowledge to tackle any upgrade to help you enjoy your ride.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Baser Linwood takes their first lead of the evening, 14-7 at the 6:30 mark of the second quarter. Austin Adair on the reverse, little flip, came in motion, got it behind the quarterback, 52-yard run, replay drive, and just like that, Baser Linwood leads 14-7. We're talking about the Viking offense. So explosive. They had the one big-time explosive play, a 76-yard pass to Finley. But that's been it offensively in this game for the Vikings. Here is Zimbalin to kick it away. He boots it to the near side of the field. Tootle takes it at his own 24 and tackled on the sideline, the near boundary in front of the Seaman bench. They'll mark it near the 33 or the 34. It'll be the 33 is where the Vikings will start. First down and 10. Max Huston served for 110 yards, 76 of that to Finley. The running game has been non-existent. 11 carries for 15 yards for the Vikings. wasn't much going on running the football for Baser Linwood until that flip on the reverse to Adair. He scored from 52 out. From the near hash, Huston in the pistol. Short drop. Has time. He airs it out. Going for it all to Finley again, and it's knocked away at the last minute. I believe Wyatt Holton got his fingers in there to just knock it away from Finley, because he usually isn't going to drop something like that. But once again, Huston put it on the money. Good coverage by Holting. Seaman Viking fans wanted pass interference. We do not have the benefit of replay at the high school level, so it goes down as an incomplete pass. But I tell you, Huston put it right there on the money again, and doesn't matter whether he's going into the wind or with the wind. Right now, he is got the wind at his back. That long touchdown pass first quarter, he had the wind into his face. Bunch, three receivers right, swing past the Tootle, and led too far. Huston upset with himself as he just missed that pass. They had three blockers in front for Tootle, but could not connect on the pass from Huston to Samson Tootle coming out of the backfield. So third down and 10 for the Vikings. 6:19 to play in this first half. 14-7, Baser Linwood. Taking a while to get the play in here for the Vikings, or it seems like it takes a while, but they don't huddle. Kobachewski, Finley, and Tootle lined up on the right side. Check that, Scholes, I believe. Tootle's the running back to left hip of Huston. Third and 10. Pump fake, pressured, rolling right, flushed out of the pocket. Huston throws on the run, coming back to catch the ball, and it is caught far side at the 46. It's a gain of 12 and a first down. Jack Becker, nice job coming back to the football to help his quarterback. His first catch of the night and his fourth of the season. He has two touchdown catches, and it's first and 10. Big play on third and 10 for the Vikings. Two receivers to the left, tight ends Kobachewski. The give is to Tootle. Breaks the tackle and gets into the secondary and wrestled down by Sharp. Linebacker chasing from behind. Nice run by Tootle. Good job of the offensive line. Create a little bit of space. Gain of 12 for Tootle. First carry of the night for Samson Tootle. And it is first down and 10 for the Vikings. Middle of the field, just past the Viking logo at the midfield stripe at the 50. So at the Bobcat 43 is where the ball is resting right now. Officials talking to the scoreboard operator about the clock situation. Perhaps it didn't start or ran too long. Not sure what he said, but 5:22 to play before halftime, and the Vikings, a little bit of life from their offense on that third down and 10 conversion, pick up a 12 to Becker. Twins to the left, one receiver right. Kobachewski tied in on the left side. Huston surveys the defense, pre-snap. Handoff goes to Tootle, and Tootle is met and dropped. What a play. Coming through is Garrett Pierce. Man, you got to block that guy. He is the captain, the heart and soul of that defense at Baser Linwood. Forward progress, back to line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of a yard for Tootle. And that was a very nice spot because Pierce sent him right at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 9. Vikings at home against DeSoto next week, a rematch of last year's second round game in 5A that the Vikings won 31-28. DeSoto still has a chance of winning a league title or getting a share. Two receivers right, one to the left. Huston throws. It's a BB on the money to Finley and thrown out of bounds. That's a 29, but a gain of 14 and a first down as Finley, Huston's favorite target, comes through again. Move the chains. First down and 10 for the Viking offense, trailing 14-7, under 5 to play in the second quarter. 67 degrees at kickoff. Beautiful night here in October. Rice School football. Two receivers left. Kobachewski lined up tight end left. He goes in a pass pattern. They swing it out to the tight end. He has it at the 25, the 20, the Baser Linwood 15, chopped down low and out of bounds by Cole Hofer. But not before a big gain all the way down to the 13. Pick up a 17. Kobachewski, second catch of the night. I'd like to get him a little bit more involved. Just 11 catches on the year coming in. Evans, a wide receiver, flank left. And now a timeout called by the Vikings. 4:46 to go, second quarter. Back in 30 seconds here on 96.9, the Pulse.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stephen calling a timeout. Talk things over. Have a first down and 10 at the Baser Linwood 13. Bobcats leading the Vikings 14-7. Big thanks to our sponsors tonight. They include Denali Home Design, Roofs by Brian, Community Healthcare System, Silver Lake Bank, Integrity Insurance, BNT Construction LLC, Stockgrower State Bank, L&H Mobile Electronics, Doltmeyer Homes, Jamie Lou Hornbaker, your agent, State Farm agent, and Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home. Two receivers right, one receiver left is Evans at 6'5". Huston rolls right, being pressured off the edge by Pierce, dumps it off to Kobachewski, breaks a tackle, stays on his feet, inside the five, he's trying to get to the pylon and cannot. He's down at, I think, the three, maybe the two, and so that's a first down and goal. What an effort by Kobachewski. It looked like he was going to be out of bounds at the line of scrimmage, but maintained his balance like a ballerina. All the way down to the two. It's a pickup of 11. Suddenly they're getting Kobachewski involved. First and goal from the two for the Vikings. Huston keeps it running left. Has a huge hole, and he's in for the touchdown. And the Vikings with an extra point of tie in the game. What a drive by Seaman. Had to convert a third and 10 to keep past the Becker. And Huston with the rushing touchdown from 2 yards out. So now on for the extra point is Geiger. Plays soccer for Seaman. Dual sport athlete. Now they've got him back for the rest of the football season to kick. Hayes did a good job kicking extra points this year for the Vikings. Chance to tie the game. Here's the snap. The hold. The kick by Geiger is on the way, and it is good. We're all knotted up. Even Steven, 14 apiece. 4:33 to go. First half. It's been Baser Linwood and Seaman back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Count on BNT Construction, LLC for general contracting services, which include excavating, steel doors, metal buildings, glass storefronts, and more. Plus, they provide reliable remodeling and construction services. Call them today at 785-220-5425 for your free commercial improvement estimate. Count on BNT Construction, LLC, proudly serving Northeast Kansas and surrounding states.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
...67-yard drive for the Vikings, converted that third and 10, and Huston finishes it off with a 2-yard run. But the key play on that drive was a third and 10, where Huston rolled right, he was flushed out of the pocket. Becker did a great job to come back to help out his quarterback on the far sideline, made a 12-yard catch. That moved the chains, and then the Vikings got things going. Pass of 14 yards to Finley, and then Kobachewski catches 17 and under for 11. The medium-sized chunks of yardage with the passing game, and the Vikings right back in this one, tied at 14. They have one timeout remaining, three for the Bobcats. Here's the kickoff by Hayes, angling a near side, taken at the 11. On the return is Nick Martin for the Bobcats. Has a huge hole up the middle, and Martin is upended low by Cameron Bryan, or that could have gone for more. Excellent return by Martin. And the Bobcats will start at their own 38. Big thanks to our studio engineer tonight back in Hiawatha, MJ. And MJ and I have had a pretty good year so far this season on 96.9 The Pulse, with really good competitive close games, some thrillers. And we could be in store for another one here. 14-14 tie. 4:27 to go before halftime. Bobcats moving left to right. They send two receivers to the right, one to the far side of the field. Doering, standing straight up, he's the running back. Offset the hip of Dixon, and Doering gets it, and coming through and grabbing him at the ankles. Nice play made by Bodie Alexander, diving forward for a gain of two is Doering. Now, Doering has 9 carries for just 10 yards. He averages 5.5 yards a carry. He had 195 yards rushing at Shawnee Heights in week 3. but he has not been able to get going so far here tonight. First down, I checked that, second down and 8 from the 41. Surveying the defense is Dixon. Here comes a blitz off the edge by Bryan. And Dixon somehow gets out of the hands of Bryan. Then he spins off a defender and has a first down out to the 49, a gain of 8. What a play by Dixon. Boy, Cameron Bryan had him dead for rights, couldn't wrap him up, and then there was another opportunity for the Vikings to stop him shy of a first down. Mariano Collins, the corner, and spinning out of the arms of Collins was Dixon. Dixon is really, he's been really more impressive running the ball tonight when he's flush out of pocket than throwing it. Timeout on the field, we'll take it as well. 14-14 tie, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
By my mistake, I said a timeout by Baser Lindo. Actually, it's an injury timeout. As Mariano Collins, who had a big game last week against Shawnee Heights, he had 2 interceptions, a fumble recovery. He has 3 interceptions, lead the defense. A senior, 5'10", 170, walking off under his own power, so that's a good sign. Coach Swofford out there talking to Mariano as he will have to come off the field for one play. Mike Herlout is at corner. Also out there, Kevin Moe at a safety. Whitehurst out on the field for this team as well defensively. Ross Shipley is a corner. So first down and 10 for the Bobcats for the far hash. Moving to our right. In motion, Adair at a 52-yard run on a reverse for the second touchdown of the night for the Bobcats. He scored the first on a catch. They fake the swing right. They throw it on a little bubble left. Good play made by Cameron Bryan. Trip up Nash Morrison for a gain of just 2 or 3. Dixon's only committed 3 out of 8 throwing the football. 3 completions. Morrison, 2 catches, 17, and 1 for Adair, 26. They bunch 3 receivers, a trio to the right. 1 receiver left. Here comes a blitz up the middle. Hand off to Doring. Doring breaks through the wall of defenders, hangs on the ball for dear life, and takes a couple of Vikings for a ride down to the 37. Gain on the play of 11. Move the chains, and that's Doring's best run of the night. Plenty of time for the Bobcats to work with. They have 3 timeouts in their back pocket. 2:35 to play in this first half. 14-14 tie. Of course, the clock stops to move the chains on first down. Morrison wide to the right. In the slot is Adair. Far left is Rivas, who's yet to make a catch here tonight. Wing back left is Thino. Dixon grabs it, hands it off. The pistol formation to Doring. And Doring with just a gain of a yard as Caden Jordan is there. 6'2", 300-pound nose guard. Makes the tackle. He'll say forward progress, a gain of a couple for Doring. The ball resting at the 34. Second down and 8 for the Bobcat offense, averaging 43 points a game, just under 43 a game. Vikings averaging 41. Both teams well under that right now. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Dixon play action, has plenty of time. Now he rolls left, pump fake, keeps it, and runs out of bounds. Cameron Brown made sure that he ran out of bounds. Let's see where they marked the spot. I think he picked up just a yard. Dixon really didn't have a lot of pressure there, ran into more of a problem. I think he could have sat in the pocket a little bit longer. So a gain of 0.5 yard. We'll still call it 3rd and 8. Then 2 receivers right, Adair in the slot, Rivas now wide right, Morrison wide left. 3-man rush. Handoff on the draw to Doring, and Caden Jordan brings him down from behind. And a couple of Vikings there that team up and bring down Doring. So a little delay handoff, a little delay counter, and a gain of just a few for Doring. And that call certainly means that they would You would think go for it on fourth down when you have a run on a third and eight. So fourth down and six. Clock ticking, minute 15 to play in this second quarter. Viking defense wanting a stop. Three receivers go right this time. One flank left. Dixon gets the snap from the center. Has some time. Looks downfield. Now keeps. Had a man open. Didn't throw it. And absolutely buried. Coming through for the Vikings defensively. Terrific play by Hayden Cummings, who led the team in tackles a year ago. Middle linebacker makes the stop. And Dixon just was not sure of himself. He had a man wide open, middle of the field, and just a little bit gun-shy, didn't deliver the pass. Now, granted, easier to say that when you're up in the press box than down on the field. Perhaps he heard some footsteps, but there was a man open down the field, and Dixon decided to be a little bit safe there, held on the football, and got sacked. That was the first sack for this team in defense. And that was a fourth down play, so the Vikings take over at their own 33, and we know they can score in a hurry. They have one timeout remaining, 56 seconds to work with. Huston wanted to go deep. Now flushed. Takes off far side of the field and out of bounds, and then tackled out of bounds far side. Might have been the momentum that led him into that tackle. No flag is thrown. And Max Huston picks up four to the 37. Well, Max wanted to go deep and just didn't have enough time to unleash it into orbit. Instead, he decided to take off, and he did the right thing by getting out of bounds. Second down and six, 48 seconds to play before halftime. From the 37, Vikings moving to our left, four receiver formation. Huston throws over the middle, has Finley. Nice move, 45-40, 35-30, cutback long side, 25-20, 15, dives forward inside the Bobcat 10, all the way down to the 7, first down and goal for the Viking offense. 56-yard connection. And no flag on the play. And Finley now, six catches, earned 60 yards. Timeout called by Steeman. By Baser Linwood. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds, 14-14 tie. Back in 30 on 96.9.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Vikings took over after the fourth down stop by their defense at their own 33, 56 seconds to go before halftime. And in 20 seconds, they're all the way down. First and goal at the base of Linwood 6, a 57-yard completion to Finley from Huston. And Finley did a lot of it after the catch. Huston keeps it running left, jumps in the air, now spins. Now Ben trying to be pushed in the end zone, cannot get pushed in the end zone. Down at the 2. And now Bobcat down. Timeout called. And they'll put more time on the clock. Timeout is called by Baser Linwood. Let's see who they call the timeout. I don't know why the Bobcats would call the timeout there. Unless they want to set up their defense. We'll keep it here with 15 seconds to play before halftime. And actually they're going to change this, put a little bit more time on the clock, I believe. They have not updated the timeouts on the scoreboard because there was a timeout a little bit ago. Now we have another timeout. So that has not been made clear. So we'll keep it here. 14-14 tie. And it is second down and goal at the 2 after the 4-yard pickup for Huston. Vikings trying to retake the lead. Led 7-0. Baser Linwood 14 unanswered. Then the Vikings tied it at 14. Kopacheski tied in on the left side. Finley to the right. In the slot is Becker. Huston is in the pistol. McKinney to his left hip. Each team has one timeout remaining according to the scoreboard. Huston keeps it, gets a nice lead block, and he's in for the touchdown from 2 yards out. And Brogan Brown is the right guard with a nice block, pulling to the left, along with McKinney as the lead blocker, and that was very easy. A 2 yard run by Huston, and the Vikings regain the lead 20-14 with 26 seconds remaining before halftime. So they put a lot more time back on that clock. And it's Geiger for the extra point. Back and forth we go. Snap. The hold is down. The kick is on the way and almost blocked by Martin, who had two blocked punts this year. Extra point is good. It took all of 30 seconds for the Vikings to go 67 yards. And they lead 21-14 back in 30 seconds. So 96-9 the Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Took all 30 seconds for the Vikings to go 67 yards for the second straight time. 57-yard pass to Finley, the key play. Huston, a 2-yard run. 21-14, Seaman. Mason Linwood used two timeouts on defense. Perhaps thinking, let's have a little bit of time for our offense. So the Vikings back in front, 21-14. Mason Linwood 14 unanswered after trailed 7-0. Now the Vikings down 14-7, 14 unanswered of their own. Kickoff by Hayes. Little squibber angling a near side through the hands of one returner. And then Dorian Wisely falls on top of it at the 25. And that's where the Bobcats will start. 75 yards to go, 26 seconds on the clock, which I don't know how there's 26 seconds on the clock. The ball hit an up man, and then it was recovered by Dorn. So the official is telling the scoreboard operator there should be some time. Should have come off the clock. Looks like Mason Linwood, their coaches to our left. See if they take a knee here. I don't think they're going to take a knee. 26 seconds. You can do something here. We shall see. 23 seconds on the clock, and now Seaman calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seaman calling timeout on defense. They are out of timeouts. Baser Linwood has one. 23 seconds to play, second quarter. Vikings by seven. Two receivers, flank left, two to the right. Dixon now sends Adair in motion to the left. 3-by-1 formation. They swing it to Adair. Adair, there's a block in the back. I don't see a flag. Adair gains 3 to the 29. Not much there. 17 seconds remaining. Adair, 2 receptions, 29 yards, and the 52-yard run on that reverse on the flip from the quarterback Dixon behind him to Adair. That was the explosive play for Baser Linwood in the first half. Vikings 76-yarder to Finley for a score at a 57-yarder to Finley to set up the last score. Second down and 7. From the 30, Adair in motion near side. They swing at Adair, though. Went left. Now they're going to come right with Adair. Adair stays on his feet, turns it upfield, and has a first down at the 40. Gain of 11. And now 10 seconds remaining. They do have a field goal kicker. Keep that in mind. That is Zimmerman, who has hit a 32-yarder this year. He missed a 39-yarder earlier in this game. Mason Linwood has one timeout, just 10 seconds. So get it down the middle of the field. Got to call the timeout quick. But they're in motion to the far side. Handoff is to Doring. Doring, big hole up the middle. Now if he can get down, he dives forward to the 36-yard line. Gain on the play of 24 with 2 seconds remaining before halftime. So just when you think that the Bobcats won't be able to do too much there, they get the big run by Doring. As if he was shot out of a cannon, a full head of steam, broke a couple tackles right through the middle of that Seaman defense. And Baser Linwood calls a timeout. We'll keep it here. It is their third and final timeout. So it'd be a 53-yard field goal. I don't think Zimmerman has the leg to kick a 53-yarder, and he's into the breeze that we're dealing with here at Seaman Stadium. Ball resting at the 36. At 10 for the end zone, and at 7 from the snapper to the holder. He usually has 17, 18 yards on to where the ball is resting. So 36 plus 17, 53. That's that outstanding high school math that I learned back in the day. And once again, they put more time on the clock. So 4 seconds remaining. Time for one play. Do keep in mind the half cannot end on a defensive penalty. So if you are the Bobcats, maybe you take a shot deep and jump ball. Maybe there's some contact and you get the 15-yard flag and then you can bring out the field goal kicker. Two receivers left. Receiver right is Revis. In motion is Martin, a wingback. Dixon rolls left, being pressured, steps up, and throws. There's a flag on the play, heaves it up and out of bounds, almost hit the track on the far side. That's a hold as Jordan was being held, chasing Dixon. And that should be the end of the first half. We wait the official call from the referee. Everybody is leaving the field. It is a hold on the offense, on the Bobcats, and we are at halftime. A tight affair as we expected. Seaman, 5-1 on the season. Baser Linwood undefeated 6-0. Winner tonight gets a share of the league title, at least clinches a share of the league title, and could win it outright next week. At halftime, it's Seaman 21, Baser Linwood 14. Back with the halftime festivities after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Football, our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what product you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit DenaliHomeDesign.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with our studio engineer, MJ, Wade Gershner, back with you at Seaman Stadium here at Seaman High School, the Vikings leading the undefeated Baser Linwood Bobcats at the break, 21 14. Mason Linwood won the toss, deferred to the second half. The team got the football three and out and had to punt. And taking over was Mason Linwood at the Seaman 43, but six plays, turnover on downs. Seaman get the ball back there on 26. Max Huston was dropped for a two-yard loss. But on the very next play, it was Huston to Finley on a seam route. Perfect pass. Finley caught it at the 40, did the rest. 76-yard strike for the touchdown. And Geiger, the extra point, made it 7-0 Seaman, 7:38 to go first quarter. But the Linwood Bearcats have come right back. Start throwing 36, go 8 plays, 64 yards. Austin Adair catches a 26-yard pass for a touchdown from Carson Dixon. Extra point good by Zimmerlin. And I made it 7-7. And then the Viking offense really started to sputter. Back-to-back punts. And one was a shank of a punt into the wind, 11-yard punt. Mason Linwood started at the Seaman 25, but three and out. Tried a 39-yard field goal by Zimmerlin. Was wide left. So the Vikings dodged a bullet there. And then eventually the Bobcats would take a 14-7 lead. Three-play, 57-yard drive. It was Austin Adair on the reverse flip. 52-yard run, had a convoy in front on the far sideline and turned on the Jets. Scored, extra point good, 14-7 Baser Linwood. But the Vikings would come back. 67-yard drive, had a third down and 10. Jack Becker, nice comeback route as Huston rolled to his right, flushed out of the pocket. 12-yard pickup, key play, kept the drive going. Eventually Huston, a two-yard touchdown run. 4:33 to go second quarter after the extra point by Geiger. We were tied at 14. And then after a turnover on downs, the Vikings getting a stop with their defense. The Seaman offense starting at their own 33 again, 56 seconds to play. And just one timeout, but not a problem at all, as a 57-yard pass to Briar Finley. And a few plays later, it was Huston, a two-yard run. Took just 30 seconds off the clock. Extra point good by Geiger again. And Seaman leads at halftime, 21-14. We return on a halftime show. We'll give you the individual and team statistics. Seaman 21, Baser Linwood 14 at the break. This is the game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Looking to improve your drive? LNH Mobile Electronics can add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, backup cameras, remote start, Bluetooth, and much more to your vehicle. They can also protect your investment with a security system you can monitor from your phone. Whether it's a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, side-by-side, or even a golf cart, with over 100 years of combined experience, LNH Mobile Electronics in Topeka has the knowledge to tackle any upgrade to help you enjoy your ride.
Count on BNT Construction, LLC for general contracting services, which include excavating, steel doors, metal buildings, glass door fronts, and more. Plus, they provide reliable remodeling and construction services. Call them today at 785-220-5425 for your free commercial improvement estimate. Count on BNT Construction, LLC, proudly serving Northeast Kansas and surrounding states.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Seaman Stadium. The Seaman Viking High School Band performing at halftime. Seaman leading 21-14 over Baser Linwood. Let's give you the totals first for the visitors. Baser Linwood, Bobcats coming in 6-0, 5-0 in league play. Nick Doring, 13 carries, 49 yards, 24 of that on that run right before halftime. Carson Dixon, 6 carries for 40 yards. And Austin Adair, the 52-yard run on the reverse for a touchdown. Jeremiah Bouye, a carry for no yards. Throwing the football, Dixon, 5 of 11 for 58 yards. Austin Adair, 3 catches for 41, including the 26-yard touchdown. and Nash Morrison, 2 receptions for 17 yards. For the Vikings, Max Huston throwing the football, 14 of 20, and he did have one touchdown pass. He also had 2 touchdown runs, no interceptions in that first half. In fact, neither team had a turnover. Huston, 14 of 20 for 226 yards and the touchdown of 76 to Brian Finley. No surprise, Finley, the top receiver, 6 catches for 161 yards and the 76-yard reception. Katie McKinney, 3 catches for 12, stands 2 to 1 for 6. Jack Becker, 1 for 12. And Noah Kobachewski, a tight end, 3 catches, 30, unofficially here tonight. Running the football, Huston, 8 carries for 12 yards, was sacked a couple of times in that first half by the Bobcat defense. Caden McKinney's been held in check, 6 carries for 11 yards, and Tootle, 2 carries for 13. Seaman, 6 penalties for 35 yards, no accepted penalties against the Bobcats so far tonight. Running the football, Bobcats, 21 carries for 141 yards. Seaman, 16 carries for just 36 yards. Passing yardage, Seaman, 226 to Baser Linwood's 58. Total yardage, Seaman, 272. Baser Linwood, 199. Halftime, it is Seaman, the Vikings, leading the Bobcats of Baser Linwood, 21-14. More of a halftime show to come after this two-minute break. This is the Game of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health inspired by you.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now welcome back to our halftime show, our Game of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse. Undefeated Baser Linwood, the Bobcats, 6-0. Vikings of Seaman, 5-1. Both teams undefeated in the United Kansas Conference. Winner tonight will clinch at least a share of the league title. Baser Linwood, 8 league titles in their school history. Last one, 2021. Seaman has 28 football league titles, but they haven't had one since 2006. And right now they lead at halftime over Baser Linwood, 21-14. Other games around the capital city or involving teams around the capital city tonight. Junction City is at Washburn Rural. Topeka West at Leavenworth. Perry LeCompton is at Hayden. Also, Manhattan at Topeka High. Lansing at Shawnee High. Highland Park has an open date. Blue Valley Southwest is at DeSoto tonight. We bring that up because DeSoto still is in the mix for a league title as they are 5-1. They lost to Baser Linwood 21-7 earlier. So DeSoto is hoping that Seaman wins tonight because then DeSoto will come to Seaman next Friday. And if Seaman would beat Baser Linwood and DeSoto beat Seaman, you'd have a three-way tie for the league title. But if Baser Linwood wins tonight, then they are certainly in the driver's seat to win the outright title. Need a win against Lansing at home next week. Seaman, of course, they win tonight, gets a share of the title, and then could win it outright if they could beat DeSoto next week here at home at Seaman Stadium. Other games of note. 8-man 1, District 4. Rock Hill is at Clifton Clyde. Washington County is at Lakeside Downs. 8-man Division 2, District 3. Axtell 45-game winning streak. They're putting that on the line tonight at home against Hanover. No problem so far. Lead 52-12, but they are going to go into the second half. Axtell usually wins their games at halftime. Frankfort is at Wakefield. 8-man Division 2, District 4. Lynn at Osborne. 1A District 2 Opie at Rossville. Rossville leading that one at halftime 14-0. Jeff County North is at McLaughlin, 1A District 3. Valley Falls at Jackson Heights. Onega, Pleasant Ridge. 1A District 4, Horton and Marhill Mount Academy. Troy at Centralia. Riverside at Northwest. Valley Heights at Republic County, 1A District 5. 2A District 3, St. Mary's at Council Grove. St. Mary's leading that one 16-6. St. Mary's was a 2A state contender, and then they started district play, and they're 0-3 in district play, and they've had three heartbreaking losses to Silver Lake and Riley County, Osage City. So they have to win tonight, and then they need some things to really happen to avoid not making the playoffs after being top five in the state, starting 3-0. They lead Council Grove 16-6. And also in that district, Silver Lake 5-1 at Osage City, 6-0, two of the best teams, two of the top five teams in Class 2A. And it's a good one. Silver Lake, Osage City at halftime, tied at 14. Nemaw Central in a battle. Two-time defending champ at 2A. They are leading Royal Valley tonight at the break, 20-16. Also, McLaughlin over Just County North, 14-0 at halftime. Riverside all over Dauphin West, 33-0 halfway through the third quarter. Sabetha at Oskaloosa, Beth up 35-0 at halftime in that one. Bolton's at Hiawatha this evening. And non-district games, Riley County is at Heston. Jeff West is at Atchison County. Atchison 5-1 at Parsons. And St. John's Tipton in eight-man play, 0-6, is at 3-3 Blue Valley Randolph. The latest Kansas Volleyball Association rankings, the Seaman Vikings, the Lady Vikings, number one team in the state in 5A. And they've had a big week. They knocked off the number two team, St. James Academy, just the other night. And they knocked off the number one team in 6A. Blue Valley West, they have had a heck of a year, defending champ in 5A, and you've got postseason volleyball coming in here very soon. The next thing you know, it'll be state competition, but the Seaman Lady Vikings on a roll again this year, chance to go back-to-back. Other rankings, Olathe West, number one in 6A, Blue Valley West, number two. Some people have number one when Seaman beat them, depending on what polls you were looking at. Class 4A, Hayden is number one. And Class 3A, Beloit, number one. And Class 2A, Inman, is number one. All those rankings available at the Kansas Volleyball Association web page. In regards to the high school football rankings, Class 6A, Derby, number one. Manhattan, number two. This is according to Keisha Covered. St. Thomas Aquinas, number one in 5A. Mill Valley, two. Blue Valley, three. Eisenhower, four. And Great Bend, five. Mason Linwood, undefeated, but not ranked in the top five. Class 4A, Lewisburg, is number one. Class 3A, Andale, number one. Cheney, number two. Cheney, defending champion. Hayden is ranked third. Class 2A, Norton, number one. Nemaw Central, number three. Silver Lake, four. Osage City, five. And Class 1A, Conway Springs, defending champ, number one. Cedric, number two. Jackson Heights, just north of Holton, number three at 6-0. Rossville, despite being 3-3, ranked fifth, but they had three really tough losses to some state-ranked teams. Eight-man Division One, Hoxie is the number one team in the state. And eight-man Division Two, no surprise, Axtell, 45-game winning streak. They're undefeated 6-0, taking on the number two team in the state, Hanover, according to some rankings. And they're all over Hanover right now, 52-12 at halftime. Huge thank you to our sponsors that make the games possible on our game of the week on 96.9. The poll says Seaman leads at halftime 21-14. A huge thank you to Jamie Lou Hornbaker, your State Farm agent in Topeka, Stock Grower State Bank. Big thank you to Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home. She's a big supporter of high school athletics, a big supporter of Washburn as well. Daltmeyer Homes, L&H Mobile Electronics, BNT Construction, LLC, Integrity Insurance, Silver Lake Bank, Community Healthcare System, Roofs by Brian, and Denali Home Design. So you have a chance to say hi, or if you see those sponsors or businesses, tell them thank you for making the Game of the Week available to you. Without those sponsors, these games wouldn't be on the air on 96.9 The Pulse. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, the second half, Seaman leading at intermission over Baser Linwood, 21-14, back in 2 minutes. This is the Game of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years on the back of one man's dream. Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at Skillsaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring.
Flooring with Chris Schaefer.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Start your dream home now at Boltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Boltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here at Siemens Stadium. The Vikings leading Baser Linwood 21-14. Baser Linwood 2-0 all time against Siemens. Knocked out the Vikings last year on a nail biter 27-24. And 2 years ago, defeated Siemens 47-32. Baser Linwood, their freshman team is undefeated 6-0. Their JV team is undefeated 6-0. And their varsity is undefeated 6-0. So that's a pretty good year so far for the Bobcats. Ron Stahlbaum, the head coach in the 11th year. He's done a heck of a job. Record 81-30. They were 4A last year. Lost in the state quarterfinals. St. Thomas Aquinas went 7-4. They're now Class 5A. Beat Leavenworth 42-0 opening year. Won at Piper 48-14. Won at Shawnee Heights 42-35. Big win over DeSoto 21-7. And then a blown out the last two opponents. They won at Topeka West 59-6 and all over Tonganoxie 44-6 last week. And they had the 6th most yards in a game offensively in school history. And that winner, we're talking Oxy, 527 yards. Dixon threw for 373 and 3 scores. And they've had a lot of success, as we mentioned. 19 playoff appearances, 4 straight playoff appearances. It looks like it'll be 5 straight. 2 years ago, 6-3. But in 2021, they went 9-1, lost in the second round to St. James. In 2020, lost to St. James Academy in the 5-8 quarterfinals. And in 19, they were 5-4. And in 2018, they were 10-2, lost in the semis in 5A to Bishop Miege. We know all about Bishop Miege, of course. In 17, lost second round to Miege. 2016, they were 11-0 and lost to Miege in the state semifinals in 5A, finished 11-1. They were part of the Con Valley League, and then the UKC formed in 2018. They have 66 kids on the roster, 15 seniors, 26 juniors, 25 sophomores. Start 6 on offense, 6 seniors that is, and they have 5 juniors. So a lot of upperclassmen there at the top in regards to their starting lineup on offense here going into this game. And 8 league titles, last one in 2021. Of course, Seaman, we mentioned earlier, 28 league titles. Their last one came in 2006. And they have 74 kids on the varsity, 16 seniors, 21 juniors, and 37 sophomores. And they got multiple kids that are getting some looks and offers from colleges. Dallas Gardenhire, left tackle, has some offers from Benedictine and Coffeyville, among others. Max Huston, offer from Washburn, Minnesota State, among others. Ryan Finley is getting some D2 and D1 looks. And we mentioned Noah Kovacheski, despite being a junior, getting some D1 and D2 looks. Also getting some looks is Caden McKinney from the NAI level. And also, we should point out there are some others as well, like Caden Jordan is getting several D2 interest and offers and D1 interest as well. 6'2", 300-pound senior, and we've seen some plays where his pursuit has been just absolutely fantastic for a big guy. So he certainly has a lot of potential perhaps at the next level. We're talking about how Seaman has been so explosive this year. They won at Piper 35-18. They lost to Shawnee Mission East 35-7, but then blew out Topeka West 53-6, won at Turner 49-0, down 22-15 to Lansing, scored the final 28 of that one to win 43-22, and then winning last week 59-34. They had 616 yards of offense, 406 on the ground. McKinney ran for 217, But Briar Finley, on the season now, is over 1,000 yards, averaging over 20 yards of reception. In the last four games, he's averaging 207 yards and three touchdowns per game. And tonight, he has six catches for 161 and a touch. So he's ahead of schedule based on those averages. We start the second half. Seaman with a 21-14 lead. Here is the kickoff by Hayes. He angles it near side, and it is grabbed on the fly by Martin. Martin back to the middle of the field, breaks away for one tackle, breaks the second. And can he get around the corner with a stiff arm? He cannot. Good open field tackle over here by the Vikings, as able to prevent the turning of the corner was Ross Shipley, a sophomore for Seaman. So Tillman out there along with Jordan and Alexander up front. And then you have linebackers Osborne along with Cameron Bryan and Cummings. And then you have Hurla and Collins, the corners. And Kevin Moe is a safety along with Everts and Whitehurst. So we're not seeing Foxhoven, who was back to start today, supposedly, but he's not in a uniform, as a run by Doering as they start their own 36 through the Bobcats, and Doering is able to pick up four to the 40. Doering really wasn't able to do much offensively in that first half until he had a 24-yard run on a little draw, so maybe that'll get him going. Bobcats trying to keep a perfect season. 6-0 coming in. Seaman looking for the first ever win against the Bobcats. 21-14 Vikings. Baser Linwood, Rivas in motion. Three receivers to the far side. Dixon throws, lobs it out, and incomplete. Third behind his receiver. Really the closest guy to catch it was Whitehurst from a safety spot on the far sideline.
Third down with 7 yards to go.
So third and seven after an incomplete pass by Dixon. Dixon threw for just 58 yards in that first half. Bobcats in the white jerseys with the green numerals, green helmets, and they have the gold trim. Their colors are green and gold. 2 weeks ago, Seaman was in their navy blue uniforms. Tonight, they're in the cardinal red with the white helmets and white pants. Here comes a blitz by Cummings. Dixon spins against his body, rolls left from the far hash. Now he hesitates, says, I can run it for a first, and he does. Boy, Dixon has been able to hurt Seaman with his legs way more than his arms, and he was able to, needed six on a third and six, and ends up picking up about eight. Dixon, seven carries, 48 yards. He's thrown for 58, so that substantiates my point. So first and 10 for the Bobcats, moving left to right from the far hash mark. The ball now resting at the 47. They send two receivers to the near side of the field and two to the left. And now in motion, Adair to make a 3-by-1 formation. Dixon airs it out. Tight spiral and way ahead of the intended target far sideline, which was Morrison. That went off by about 7 yards. Well, Dixon threw a laser, but unfortunately not an accurate one. Misguided missile there. Second down and 10. If you're just tuning in, the Vikings scored on a 76-yard touchdown pass, led 7-0. Bobcats 26-yard touchdown pass from Dixon Adair, tied it at 7. Adair a 52-yard run on a reverse, made it 14-7. Huston a 2-yard run, 14-14, and then Huston a 2-yard run before halftime, made it 21-14. Swing pass, what a play by Whitehurst. He read it, went right through the blocker, and made the tackle on the swing pass to Adair, and it's a loss of 3 to the 45. Terrific play by Caden Whitehurst, a senior. 43 tackles, couple of interceptions for this team. He was ready for that one. The third and 12 facing the Bobcat offense. They've got a big offensive line. Left guard 235, left tackle 280, center's 220 pounds, the right guard 325 pounds. The run of the litter is Ruiz at 200 pounds, a senior, but very athletic. Third and 12 out of the pistol is Dixon. Claps his hands, gets the snap. Has time. Pump fakes. Now throws a sidearm to Doering, and he is hit rudely by Brian along with Cummings. He was tattooed at the 45 back line of scrimmage, and Doering is down. He took a shot right on the hip. And he is a big part of this offense for the Bobcats. Looks like he's going to get up on his own accord. But, man, dropping the lumber there was Cummings and Bryan, a 1-2 combination from the linebacker spots. And Doering really had no chance. The coverage downfield by the Vikings in the secondary has been pretty solid. There have been a couple of times where there's been a receiver open, but Dixon either hasn't had time to throw it or has hesitated a little bit. Keep in mind, Dixon, his first year as a starting quarterback, but he has done a nice job for this team this year. You can't go 6-0 without good quarterback play at any level. So, six plays on that drive. They got one first down on the legs of Dixon. Low snap, one hop to the punter. It's on the way by Will Howard, and it's out of bounds. Nearly hit an assistant coach for Keeman. So the Vikings will have the football, leading 21-14. Max Huston's thrown a touchdown. He's thrown for 226 yards, two short touchdown runs. He now has six rushing touchdowns on the season. He's thrown for 18. So Seaman will start at their own 39. Check that, on 34. Moving to our left. From the near hash mark, Seaman sideline is in front of us. And the Bobcat sideline clear on the other side of the field. Another great crowd here tonight. Beautiful weather in October for high school football, 67 at kickoff. And the wind has died down. Quick pass to the outside to Finley. Makes one man miss. Makes a second miss. Dives forward for Finley. So good. Yards after contact. Yak, as they call it. Picks up 12. Has to be such a luxury for Max Huston to just swing the ball out and say, all right, Breyer, go do your thing. First down and 10 from the 48. And the handoff goes to McKinney. And not much there. Forward progress to the 50. A gain of 2. Check that. It was 2-2 on the carry. We haven't seen McKinney in a little while. I wonder how, if he's okay. So Tootle, able to pick up a couple. Three carries, 15 yards. No huddle by both teams on offense. Little dump off to Kopacheski in the left flat. He has a lot of momentum and steam moving forward in the locomotion known as Kopacheski all the way down to the Bobcat 32. Knocked out on the near boundary by Nick Martin, but gain on the play of 15 for Kopacheski, and they're starting to get him involved, and Max Huston starting to get in a rhythm. First and 10 from the 32. Quick pass, right side, Finley, and he's being chased and tackled from behind. Great pursuit by the Bobcats. That was Tucker Hutchison, linebacker. He chased after Finley because Finley's so good at making the first guy miss. A gain of just one. You know, 8:35 to play, third quarter, 21-14 Seaman. Two receivers left, Becker in the slot, Evans 6'5" to the far left. Huston rolls left, looks for Evans. Now he dumps it off, and it's through the hands of Becker at the 21. A little out pattern near boundary, good coverage by Martin. Max Huston has thrown the ball 24 times today. Baster Linwood will be home against Lansing next Friday, and Seaman will host DeSoto. Seaman, three of their first four games on the road, but three of the last four at home. Coming off a big win over Shawnee Heights last week, 59-34. Back in the slot, Evans wide left. Finley is in the slot right, and Kopacheski now wide right. Tootle is the running back, third down and 9 from the 31. Here comes a blitz. Pierce coming after him. Huston gets away somehow. Now he says go downfield. He motions, lobs it up for Finley, and off his hand incomplete. But we have some contact, a flag thrown by the back judge. This could be pass interference. And I tell you, Garrett Pierce is sitting here going, I had Huston dead for rights. Two great athletes going at it. And Huston able to elude the rush of Pierce and then had time to roll left and just directed traffic. How many times have you seen quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen do that? Say, just go deep. And as a result, it ends up being the 15-yard penalty on pass interference. First penalty of the night accepted against Baser Linwood as they get Wyatt Holting for the pass interference. The first and 10 for the Vikings at the Bobcat 16. Looking to add to a 21-14 lead. Two receivers left, one receiver to the right. Quick pass on the out to Evans. Evans, a 6'5", dives to the 5. Gain on the play of 11, and it's a first down and goal for the Vikings. I tell you, Evans, he has a lot of potential. 6'5", 175. And you got Finley, he's a senior. Evans could blossom into that role next year. Similar stature, height, and weight. First and goal from the 6. Huston looking for the hat trick for his third rushing touchdown of the night. Runs into a wall of defenders, a barricade set up by the Bobcats at the 3. Gain of 3. Take your pick on who made the tackle, but Ingram was in there along with Gedney. And so it is second down and goal at the 3. Going to our left towards the north end zone here at Siemens Stadium. Tootle to the left hip of Huston. Two receivers tight to the right. One receiver left is Evans. Huston keeps it. Nothing fancy. Dives. Is he in? Or was his knee down? And I think that's a good call. Viking coaches want a touchdown. The fans want a touchdown here on the near side. But it looked like his knee was down. Now he's inches short. So now third and goal. Third and inches. I bet you it's the same play. Third and goal. It is the same play. Huston. Oh, he takes a shot, and he stopped shy of the goal line. Pierce came through, making amends for missing Huston early on the drive on a blitz, and he drilled Max Huston. Play. They went quickly to line of scrimmage, and we said it was going to be the same play. Bobcats knew it as well. Pierce, give him credit, made the play. Now they bring in some extra beef inside for the Bobcats. Coming in is Jack Lowe, 6'1", 300 pounds, as a nose guard. Fourth and a yard. Vikings trying to punch it in. They lead 21-14, 6:15 to go, fourth quarter, trying to get a share of a league title. Huston now has Tootle to his right hip, two receivers right, Evans to the left. Two on the play clock. They clap. Does Huston, he keeps it. He's pressured. He rolls right, running out of time. He throws, incomplete. On fourth and goal, but there is a flag on the play. Trying to go to Tootle. Huston was pressured, flushed, rolled right. Initially, it looked like he wanted to run. That might be an ineligible man downfield. I think it was originally supposed to be a run. So what a stop by the Bobcat defense. So ineligible man downfield, and the Bobcats say, we will happily decline that penalty. Wow, what a missed opportunity there. Missed opportunity for the Viking offense. That was a 10-play drive and ends up turning it over on downs, fourth and inches. So with exactly 6 minutes to play here in the third, the Bobcats take over at their own 1, but it's really their own about 6 inches from the goal line, whatever you want to call that. Well inside the 1. In motion goes Revis. Can't have a hold in the end zone. And there they got him. That is the third or fourth time that the Bobcats went with a hard count, and the Vikings just helped bail out Baser Linwood. If you can somehow sack the quarterback, tackle the running back in the end zone, or if there is a hold on a pass play or a hold in the end zone, it's a safety. And instead, they jump off sides. I think that was Osborne off the right edge, 5-yard penalty, and now they have room to operate. They can run their offense. First and 5 at the 6. Huge penalty. Here's the give to Bowie. Fumbles the ball! It's on the ground and picked up by the Bobcats and advanced to the 10 by Adair, but they're going to say he's down there at the 9. So gain of 3 on the play, but holy shnikes, what an opportunity there for a moment as Bowie fumbled it. Just his second carry of the night. So second down and one. As Dino tied in on the right side. He's in place of the Roman Miller's out with illness tonight. Here's a give to Doring, who's back in the ball game, and he has enough for a first down to the 13. Doring had to leave the game for a little while due to being injured, but back out there, especially after Bowie coughed up the football, near disaster for the Bobcats. Well, Seaman had it. Second down and goal at the one and could not punch it in. Two runs stopped and then the incomplete pass. Three plays at the one. Airing it out, Dixon far side on a fly pattern and well overthrown again for Morrison. They've tried that twice and both times not even close. Coverage applied by the Vikings' Kevin Moe. Second down and 10. 4:48 to go, third quarter, 21-14, Seaman. Had a chance to go up by two scores. Neither team's led by more than one possession tonight. You're just tuning in, Bobcats 6-0, Seaman 5-1. Both teams undefeated league play. Winner tonight gets a share of the league title. Dixon, quarterback keep all the way, and I don't know, that might have been a busted play. And Jordan says, thank you very much. Falls right on time, but Dixon, a loss of a couple. But the Bobcats, even if they don't do much more here, they dodged a bullet, snapping it just outside the goal line with that offsides, to where if they have to punt, they at least have room to punt it away. Third down and 11. Three receivers bunched tight on the near hash. They snap it from the far hash mark. Davis sprint option right. Sidearm throw. It is caught by Rivas. His first catch of the night. Dives forward to the 22, but he will be short of a first down. He needed 11. He picked up 9. Rivas did about everything that he could on that one. Here's a little more breathing room, and I highly doubt, but who knows. I don't think Rod Stahlbaumer is going to go for it fourth and two at his own 22. He's got to get to the 22. He needs about a yard and a half. But he will go ahead and punt the football, or so we think. Will Howard is the punter. They could fake it. And that's what everybody's saying. Seaman here on the near side. Watch the ball. Don't jump. Good snap. Return is on. Good boots. That wind has died down. Nobody back to return for the Vikings. Bobcats let it go all the way down to the 30 and to the 29. So Seaman will start throwing 29-yard line. First down and 10. So a nice punt by Howard. There was no real pressure on because the Vikings wanted to respect that they might fake it. There was also not a returner back either. So it ends up being a really nice punt of roughly 51 yards. 3:28 to play, third quarter. Wade Gershner with you. Our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse, along with studio engineer MJ. Glad you could tune in. No score so far in the third quarter. Seaman leading 21-14 as they did at halftime. Here's a give to Tootle. Tootle now the running back and has been for a while to the 31, pickup of 2. Pearson on the tackle. Also there was Sharp and Gedney along with Ingram. So we talked about Foxhoven. They hope to have him back, but he's in shorts right now on the near side, and I'm checking to see where McKinney is. And I do not see him on the sideline right now. Here is Huston rolling right, keeps it, and then hit, bounces off one defender, dives forward back to the original line of scrimmage near the far sideline at the 31. Brings up 3rd and 8. So I'm looking on the sideline to see where number 9 is, because he's not on the field, and McKinney looks like he's okay, standing up on the sideline, just that they're going with Tootle right now. McKinney ran for 122 yards, 3 touchdowns a couple weeks ago against Lansing. Last week, a 97-yard touchdown run, ran for over 200 yards. But tonight he's been held to 11. Tootle has 17 yards on 4 carries. 3rd down and 8. 2 receivers staggered to the left, 2 to the right. Huston throws. It is Finley. Did he get enough for the first down? Depends on the spot and the forward progress. Good game tackle by Sharp. And also there for the Bobcats at the 39-yard line was Kyle Burnett. They needed 8, and did they get it? Are they moving the chains or not? And they haven't decided. They're looking at it. It is very, very close. They might have to bring in the chains. We shall see. So they will measure Finley with 9 catches, 182 yards this evening. And they will be a little bit short. So the Vikings more than likely will go for it here at their own 39, leading 21-14, fourth in inches. Fourth in inches, and they now take the chains back to the far boundary. So now, can the Vikings give the Bobcats a dose of medicine and draw them off with a hard count? Fourth and inches, 2:10 to play third quarter. Seaman 21, Baser Linwood 14. From the far hash, nobody under center. It's Huston in the pistol. No quarterback sneak here, but it's a quarterback run. Going left is Huston. Huston hits a wall, but a second effort got him the first down. Max Huston took a shot, but fought for the extra yard. He needed just a few inches. He got a yard as Pierce was there to meet him again. That was a tough one-yard pickup for Huston. So the chains move, and the clock continues to roll, and the Viking offense stays on the field. First down and 10, ball placed in the middle of the field between the hashes. Evans and Becker to the left, Finley to the right. Huston has Tuttle to his right hip. Tuttle is the running back in place of McKinney. Tuttle gets the call and nowhere to go. Absolutely blasted. Behind the line of scrimmage, Gedney and Ingram again. And a loss of one for Tuttle. Seaman has not been able to run the ball effectively at all tonight, except for a couple of short touchdown runs for Huston. But their biggest run tonight was a 12-yard run by Tuttle. Doring has a 24-yard run. That's the biggest one for Baser, and that was right before halftime when Seaman was in kind of a prevent defense. Second down and 11 for Huston, the Viking offense, leading by 7, under a minute to go, third quarter, four-receiver formation. Here is Huston being pressured and now dropped. Pierce is there. Also in on the sack is Christian Locke. And that's a loss all the way back to the 33, a loss of 8, and that's the third sack of the night for Baser Linwood. So now third and forever. Third and 17 facing the Vikings. They will have to snap it. There's 2 second differential between game clock and play clock. Field turf here at Seaman, as that's the case with most of the bigger schools, now even some of the 3A and 2A schools having a lot of field turf. We know down Highway 24, St. Mary's, Rossville, Civil Lake have turf. Huston airs it out, hit as he throws, but got it off and incomplete. Finley and Holting bumping each other, but after the ball was over Finley's head, as Huston just took a shot, hoping perhaps to get a flag or Finley make a play. Not a bad idea, but it falls incomplete. Fourth down and 17, 2 seconds go third quarter, and the Vikings will have to punt. Just tuning in, it was 7-0 Seaman. Baser Linwood 14 unanswered, led 14-7. Seaman scored the last 14, so go up 21-14. No one scored here in the third quarter. Seaman had a second down and goal at the 1, ran 3 plays and couldn't get it in. 2 runs by the quarterback, denied, and then a pass that was incomplete on 4th and goal at the 1. They could easily be up 2 scores. High snap. Evans, good thing he's 6'5", jumps up and snatches it, kicks, ball bounces, takes a Viking roll to the 35, maybe the 34, and that's where Baser Linwood will start. And that's the end of the third quarter. Seaman 21, Baser Linwood 14, back with the final quarter after this 1 minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Looking to improve your drive? L&H Mobile Electronics can add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, backup cameras, remote start, Bluetooth, and much more to your vehicle. They can also protect your investment with a security system you can monitor from your phone. Whether it's a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, side-by-side, or even a golf cart, with over 100 years of combined experience, L&H Mobile Electronics in Topeka has the knowledge to tackle any upgrade to help you enjoy your ride.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Score update in the third quarter. Hayden leading Perry LeCompton 36-8. And the announcement by the referee on the punt there that was down by the Vikings in the third quarter at the baseline line with 35, there was a personal foul on the Bobcats. So if it's a 15-yard penalty, as it should be, then they will move it from the 35 back to the 20, or did they say it was on the Vikings? We got a flip. Okay, now what are we doing here? They got a flip. Got a flip into the field. So some confusion with the officials as they sort everything out. Next week is the final week of the regular season. Then the week after that is the play-in game at the 5A level. And then the playoffs officially begin after that. They call it a play-in on week 9. Both these teams made a playoffs a year ago. Demon went 6-5, knocked off the one seed in their region, DeSoto, 31-28, made it to the sectionals first time since 2016. Mason Linwood 7-4. Lost to St. Thomas Aquinas. Last year they were 4A, lost in the quarters in 4A. Now they're back up for the 5A. So we flip into the field. We have another stoppage. Like there's a second timeout in between quarters. And so the ball will be at the 20. That's where Mason Linwood will start. So just the second penalty on the Bobcats tonight, but both are a personal foul. Actually, one personal foul and then one defensive pass interference. Big thanks to our sponsors tonight, Jamie Lou Hornbaker, your State Farm agent in Topeka, two locations to serve you now, Stock Grower State Bank, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, Doltmeyer Homes, L&H Mobile Electronics, BNT Construction LLC, Integrity Insurance, Silver Lake Bank, Community Healthcare System, Russ by Brian, and Denali Home Design. Big thanks to our sponsors. Without them, this game would not be on the radio here tonight. So thank them if you have the opportunity so we can do games in the future right here on your only locally owned and operated station in the capital city of Topeka, 96.9 The Pulse. Wade Gerson with you along with studio engineer MJ. We start the fourth quarter. Bobcats with the football, first down and 10, throwing 20 after the 15-yard penalty. Dixon in the pistol, gets the snap, rolls right, throws deep, right sideline, leaping, and what a catch by Nick Martin, but they say he was out of bounds. Tremendous catch by Martin, but he could not get 1 foot in the field of play on the far boundary in front of the Bobcat bench. Of course, at the high school level, you just need 1 foot in. You don't need two like you do at the pro level. Great effort by Martin. Pretty good throw by Dixon. Just went a little bit too far to the right and out of bounds. An incomplete pass. Dixon's thrown for just 64 yards tonight. Coming in, he had thrown for over 1,100 yards, completing 57% of his passes. Has not thrown an interception. 16 touchdowns, 3 interceptions a year. No turnovers for either team in the game so far. Dixon zips it over to Adair. Adair had a touchdown catch and a touchdown run. Brought down at the 25. Tackle made there by Whitehurst. Pickup of 5 for Adair. I would say it's a short passing game for Baser, but they tried to go deep multiple times. Only one time it worked. That was a 26-yarder for a touchdown in the first quarter. Hurley comes out to defend Rivas. In the slot is Adair, flanked to the left, covered there by Whitehurst. Two safeties over the top. Third and 5 from the 25. Dixon, short drop. Steps up, jumps, doesn't throw it, and now Russell to the turf. Alexander was there. And also in on the stop for the sack, each getting half a sack. Let's see here, Mincer, who's getting the start in place of Tuck tonight. A loss of a couple and a sack, the second one tonight for the Seaman defense. Fourth down, and the Bobcats will have to punt it. Now, so much talk about the Viking offense, and rightfully so, averaging 41 a game. Finley putting up video game numbers at wide receiver, McKinney at running back, and offensive line's done a great job, and Huston's an outstanding quarterback. Is this a really good punt? It is caught by Collins, and the Vikings start at their own 36. So much talk about the offense, like I said, rightfully so. And this defense, there's been games they've given up some points, and they've given up some yards. They're giving up 19 points a game. Last week, you're up 21-0, and they're playing in front the whole way, and Shawnee Heights got some points and some nice stats, but the game really was never in doubt. And tonight, they're playing an offense. The Bobcats are averaging 42.5 points a game, and Seaman's held them to 14 points. The Seaman defense has really played well, and now the offense has it, first and 10, at their own 36, moving to our right from the far hash. Dump-off pass. This is McKinney back in the ball game. Breaks one tackle, breaks the second, dives forward, and a gain of 9. Near sideline at the 45, dropped there by Jake Sharp, who's slow to get up. One of the leaders on this defense, returning starter, one of six on defense for the Bobcats. Only one starter back from a year ago for the Bobcats. And that is Gabe Ruiz at right tackle. As Sharp got up, and he was a little woozy, and then he was instructed by his teammate to go back down. His teammates were motioning for the far side. Come over here. Burnett says, hey, guys, we need to come over and take care of our fallen teammate here, Jake Sharp. So injury timeout. Ended up being a 9-yard pass to McKinney. McKinney certainly should be fresh as he has not played since the first half. We'll take an injury timeout back in 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
Count on BNT Construction, LLC for general contracting services, which include excavating, steel doors, metal buildings, glass storefronts, and more. Plus, they provide reliable remodeling and construction services. Call them today at 785-220-5425 for your free commercial improvement estimate. Count on BNT Construction, LLC, proudly serving Northeast Kansas and surrounding states.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good news. Under his own power, Jake Sharp going off to the far sideline for Baser Linwood. Leads the team with two interceptions. A junior returning starter from a year ago. The entire linebacking core, four linebackers, Sharp, Howard, Pearson, Hutchison, returned from last year's 7-14. The start this year 6-0 with just one offensive starter back is pretty impressive. Second down and one for the Vikings from the near hash mark. Moving to our right, Huston. Pump fake, pressured, and sacked on a second and one, dropped. Ingram with the pressure all the way back to the 37-yard line. Loss of 8. And that is the fourth sack for this Bobcat defense. 12 sacks coming into the season, now 16 for the year. They forced 16 turnovers. Why are these two teams so good? We talk about the offense is explosive, but both defenses are opportunistic. They've both for multiple turnovers, 16 to be exact. Both teams are plus 10 in turnover margin. If you're going to have a winning record, you usually have to be on the positive side of the turnover margin. Tonight, neither team has committed a turnover. 9:08 to play in the fourth quarter, and the play clock down to one. Coach Swofford calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com.
Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lakers back with you at Siemens Stadium. Also, Don Pierce Field. Field turf here for the Vikings. Seaman facing a 3rd and 9 after they call the timeout. 8-yard sack by Ingram. Husson rolls to his left. Hit as he throws, but it's caught by Finley, but not enough for the first down. Great tackle by Burnett at the 44. Gain of 7, 4th and 2, and Huston took a shot. Took a lick. Took a lick and keeps on ticking. We talked about Finley. He is their favorite target, or Huston's favorite target. 10 catches for 189. And it's 4th and 2. And the Vikings thought about going for it from their own 44, but their defense has been playing very well. And Coach Swafford says, let's play the percentages. Let's go ahead and punt the ball away. And the wind has died down. Evans had one where it got into the air, kind of shanked it, only went 11 yards, but then he had a big-time punt of over 50 with the wind at his back. And Coach Swafford and I were talking on the field before the game about the wind, and said it's supposed to die down. It has. The flags are not even moving on the goalpost now. And now a timeout. Nope, delay a game. Seaman not going to waste a timeout here. It's 4th and 2, not going for it anyway. Take a delay a game. Only thing that hurts is if you want to try to draw the Bobcats off on 4th and short. Now you can't, because it would only be from 4th and 7 back to 4th and 2. It's the second penalty of the second half on Seaman, and that one they gladly accept instead of burning a timeout. Good snap. Here is the punt. Line drive by Evans. Well, went sideways. Almost hit Burnett, who was trying to get out of the way, and it's down by Tootle at the 33. So that's where Baser Linwood will start at their own 33. And they trail 21-14. Last year, Bobcats won a nail-biter, 27-24 over Seaman. 2 years ago, 147-32. Only 2 meetings these teams have had. Max Huston tonight has gone over 6,000 career yards passing. He has 289 tonight, and the one touchdown of 76 to Finley. He also has 2 rushing touchdowns. First down and 10 for the Bobcats. They stagger and bunch through receivers to the right. Handoff is Doering, and an outstanding play made by Cameron Bryan. He hit him low, Tillman hit him high, and it dropped Doering at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. With the exception of a 24-yard draw by Doering before halftime, he's been held in check. At 195 yards in week 3 against Shawnee Heights. Pair of receivers to the right. One is flanked to the left. That's Morrison, who's been quiet tonight. Dixon claps the hands, gets the snap from his center. Gives it to Doering, and Doering is hit again by Cameron Bryan. Doering picks up 3 to the, actually about 4 to the 36. Cameron Bryan, Hayden Cummings, Thomas Osborne. That's a good linebacking core. 60 tackles so far this year for Bryan. 3rd down and 6, 7 minutes to play. 21-14. Seaman with the lead over Mason Linwood, trying to hand the Bobcats first loss of the year and clinch a share of the league title. Sprint option right, quarterback Dixon throws across the body, and it's high and intercepted! Intercepted and picked off in the secondary by the sophomore, Grant Ebert. That ball was on him in a hurry, and he juggled it at first, but then regained control of it before going out of bounds on the far side. The first turnover of the night, and the Seaman defense able to force it. As Dixon rolled right, and this misfire trying to hit his receiver crossing the field. And Ebert's, Johnny on the spot, right place at the right time, makes the interception. That could be the turning point of this ball game, as Seaman starts at their own 46. And the handoff is to McKinney, buried by Pierce. Well, Pierce is an absolute stud. McKinney, no gain on the play. The interception comes at the 6:35 mark of the fourth. 21-14, Seaman with the lead. two offenses averaging over 40 points a game, who would have thunk that the second half would be scoreless thus far? Second down and nine. They gave McKinney a yard with a forward progress. Give the McKinney again. McKinney dragging the defender forward to the Bobcat 49. It's a gain of four, but there is a flag on the play in the area of holding. Kenny looking for an official to get the ball to. It is a hold accepted by Mason Linwood. Third penalty of the second half on the Vikings, their ninth of the night for 55 yards. So instead of having a third and five, it'll be a second down. 19. Second by 19. From the 37 far hash mark, in motion goes McKinney. Fake the swing pass. Huston trying to take it himself up the middle, and that door closed in a hurry. Outstanding play made by Christian Locke. He doesn't always start on defense, but he's got a motor, won't quit. He's a very talented young man. He is a senior, but he brings energy up front. Third and, they say third and 15, but it's really about third and 17 or 18 after a one-yard pickup for Huston. 5:23 to go. Bobcats trying to get a stop. They're showing blitz. Got to look for Finley. Huston steps up. Now he runs. Takes off. Needs a block. Breaks a tackle. Goes forward. Huston still on his feet near sideline 40. Bobcat 35-30. Hurdles another defender. And all the way down inside the 20. Oh, my goodness. What a run by Max Huston. He bounced off one defender. He hurdled another on the ground. I thought he needed a block. He really didn't get it. He did that all on his own. All the way down to the Bobcat 16-yard line. 47-yard run. 47-yard run on third and 17. And a timeout or an injury. So you had third and forever. Third and about 17 from the 37. And Huston just kept it. He looked for Finley for a moment, but the pocket broke down, so he just took off. And he might have got a block or two that helped, but, man, he had to make a couple of outstanding moves. And I was just watching to see if he could get the first down. Not only did he get the first down, he just kept going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny all the way down to the 16. 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Injured player will take a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Community Healthcare Systems, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Bobcat player being helped off the field under his own power, but he has a coach on each side of him trying to see the number. We saw Jake Sharp taken up earlier. Trying to see if that is, can't tell who it is. I don't know if that is, and it's not Will Howard. I don't know who it is. I can't tell. So first down and 10 of the 16 after a 47-yard scamper on a third and 17 for Huston. Hands it off to McKinney, and McKinney is drugged down from behind by Lowe, all 300 pounds. That's a penetration there. A gain of one to the 15. It is in tough sled running the football for both these teams, especially Seaman. Second down and nine. Ball resting on the near hash mark at the 15. Vikings in their cardinal red uniforms tonight at home in the white pants, white helmet. Moving to our right towards the south end zone here at Seaman Stadium. Don Pierce Field. 21-14, Seaman with the lead. Nobody scored in the second half. Two receivers left. Finley to the right with safety help on top, so it's not man-to-man coverage. Quarterback Reed to give to McKinney. Oh, he squirts free. Slithers ahead. Nice run. One of the best runs of the night for McKinney. Picks up 7 to the 8. Tackle made by Howard. Also there was Sharp. Good to see him back in there after he had to leave for a play or two.
7-yard gain on the play.
So third down and 2 for the Vikings, and certainly they can punch it in here. You would think that would be more than enough to finish this game. But if you're the Vikings, you want to be a little methodical here. In a perfect world, you get the first down before you have to score the touchdown to milk more time off the clock. Bobcats have 3 timeouts. Vikings have 2. 3:30 to play in the ballgame. Third down and 2 at the 8. Huston keeps it. Gets a block from McKinney. Huston squirts free. Lowers the shoulder and all the way down to the 1. It's a gain of 7. And it's a first down for the Vikings. Now Seaman will go ahead and milk that clock. They will take their time. They're usually that fast, up-tempo, no-huddle offense. Both teams have gone no-huddle offense tonight. Up-tempo, fast-paced. Sometimes they slow it down to get the play in. And right now the Vikings, no sense of urgency, no need to have a sense of urgency because you're up 7, 21-14, 3 minutes to go, 14 on the play clock, and you have first and goal just outside the 1. Trying to take a 2-score lead. Huston is in the pistol. McKinney running back on the right. Huston keeps it, spins, meets a wall. Can he get the push from behind? He cannot. That's not the end of the world for the Vikings because that will milk more clock or make the Bobcats burn a timeout. But Huston is just inches short of the goal line. Getting slow to get up. So a gain there of 1, and it's now second down and goal. Second goal just inside the 1. About a half yard away. Clock continues to roll. 2:18, 2:17, 2:16. Team in 21-14. They've been here before. They had a second goal at the 1. 2 runs that were stopped. And then incomplete turnover and downs earlier in the second half. Second goal from the 1. Huston in the pistol. 2 minutes to play. He keeps running left. And he is in for the touchdown. Max Huston with the hat trick, his 3rd short rushing touchdown of the evening. This one from a yard out, gets in on the plunge, and the Vikings lead by 2 scores, 27-14, 1:57 to play here in the 4th quarter from Siemens Stadium. Very impressive. It's a 54-yard drive. Start their own 46, and then they had a sack. Had a 3rd and 17, Huston, 47-yard scramble in essence. That's the play that broke the Bobcats' back, it appears. The extra point put through the uprights by Geiger. 1:57 to play, 4th quarter. Seaman, first team to have a 2-score lead tonight. They lead 28-14 over Basin Linwood, back at 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Seaman has never beaten Basin Linwood. They're 0-2, lost the last 2 years. Seaman looking for a share of a league title. And they are a minute 57 from getting a share of the first league title since 2006. As I think they blew the whistle before the kickoff. So we'll have to do this again. Well, let's go back a little bit. Bobcats had the ball down 7. Carson Dixon, his pass picked off by Grant Everts, a sophomore, his 3rd interception of the year at the 6:35 mark. And then after a 9-yard pickup, with a 2nd and 1, Max Huston was sacked. And eventually, the Vikings are faced with a 3rd-and-17 at their own 37. And Huston able to squirt free, take off, bounce off one defender, hurdle another one who was on the ground trying to trip him up at the ankles, took it all the way down to the 16. So the defense set it up with an interception by the sophomore Everts, and then the tremendous run by Huston. Here's a little pooch kick angling near side and out of bounds, and that's, I don't think that's what Hayes and the Vikings wanted to do here. I understand, and now there's a late flag coming in. Well, that's because the ball went out of bounds. That's why they throw on the flag, but that was weird kick off the tee on the kickoff, because now you give the Bobcats a short field. They do have all three of their timeouts left.
Kick out of bounds. The 5-yard penalty will be added on. First down.
So the Bobcats will be happy to take where it went out of bounds, plus they'll add the 5 yards on top of that. So the Seaman Viking defense, I talked about it. You know, two explosive offenses coming in tonight. Mason Linwood averaging 368 yards of offense, 43 points a game. Seaman averaging 41 points a game, 424 yards of offense, and both defenses have held their own tonight. But the Viking defense has been better. Three-man defensive front with Jordan at nose guard. 1st and 10. Dixon fires it near side. Nice footwork there by Morrison to make the catch at the Seaman 33-yard line. The pickup of 15. And for Morrison, just his third catch for 32 yards. He leads the team with 32 receptions. Or 26 receptions coming into the season. Or into the night, I should say. 1st and 10 for the 32. Minute 50 to go. 28-14 in favor of Seaman. Dixon has some time. Now runs out of time. Gets away from Cameron Bryant. Near side, gets out of bounds. Cummings with a little nudge to make sure he stays out of bounds. And it's a gain of 11 to the 21 for for Dixon. As we said, Dixon has done a nice job with his feet tonight. 10 carries for 55 yards. Adair with a 52-yard run and a 26-yard touchdown reception. That's 2 touchdowns. Adair missed all last season due to injury. That's been their weapon, their playmaker tonight. Here comes a blitz off the edge from Cameron Bryan. Rolling right away from the blitz is Dixon. Now he keeps it, tucks it, and now just takes off to the 15 and out of bounds. Picks up 6. So the short kickoff that went out of bounds, plus the 5-yard penalty, and the Bobcats started in Seaman territory at the Viking 48, and they have a minute 30 on the clock. They have 3 timeouts to work with, and they are already at the Seaman 14-yard line. Adair in the slot, flank left. Far left is Morrison. One receiver to the right. Out of the pistol, Heffley the junior to snap it to center. Dixon looks right. Nothing there. Now he throws. He threw late. He had Rivas in the corner front pylon open, but threw a little bit late. And coming over, good coverage there by Kevin Moe. Pass is too tall. Max Huston tonight with 3 touchdown runs, 2 2-and-1 yard, but he had the 47-yarder. That was the big play of the game offensively. Of course, he had a 76-yard touchdown pass on the second drive of the night to Finley. Finley 10 catches, 189, and a touch. Viking running game after having 400 yards rushing last week in Shawnee Heights. Only 85 tonight. Actually, 95. Here is Dixon. Ball poked free from behind. Goes in midair. And on the return, this is Cummings. Holds on to it from behind. But Jordan caused the fumble. Went into the air. And grabbed there by Cummings. And that should do it. Jordan able to wrap up Dixon, popped the ball free, dislodged it, jarred into the air, and right in the hands of Cummings. And so, no turnovers in this game. I'll go down as a fumble recovery, I would imagine. You could call it a pick if you want to say his arm was going forward, but either way, it's a turnover. Fumble into the air. A lot of times the fumble is on the ground or on the turf. So, no turnovers in the game. The last 2 possessions of Mason Linwood, they threw a pick and now the fumble. Minute 16 to go. All 3 timeouts remaining for Coach Stahlbaumer if he elects to use them. Here is Tootle with the carry. Gain of 3 to the 38. That's a big win for Seaman, as Basin Lynn would call the timeout. We'll take one as well. Seaman 28, Basin Lynn with 14, 68 seconds to go. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Denali Home Design, we specialize in transforming houses into dream homes with our unique design solutions. Whether you're looking for a complete renovation project or just a fresh update, our team is dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Owned and operated by Chris Schaefer and Randy Matsky, let's create something beautiful together. We have quality installers with people in our showroom that know what product you need. Connect with multiple verified home craft and design companies all under one roof. Visit DenaliHomeDesign.com to see our work or stop by our showroom at 2335 Northwest Clay in Topeka.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stanton Tootle with a one-yard run, and Basin Linwood calling another timeout. We have one remaining. 1:05 to play here in the fourth. Seaman 28, Basin Linwood 14. We'll keep it here for the time being. And so you look at the league standings. Seaman should go ahead and win here, up two scores with a minute to go. Basin Linwood fall to 5-1. Seaman 6-0 in the league. DeSoto's 5-1. They have a non-league game tonight. DeSoto comes to Seaman Stadium next Friday. If DeSoto would beat Seaman, then there'd be a three-way tie for the league title, assuming Basin Linwood bounces back, beats Lansing next week. But if Seaman holds on here tonight, beats DeSoto next week, they're undefeated outright league champions. Little toss play to McKinney, hit there by Will Howard. McKinney's forward progress to the 42, gain of about two or three. And Basin Linwood will call their third and final timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds. 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, welcome back. 28-14, Seaman with the lead on their home field. 59 seconds to play. Seaman led 7-0. Basin Linwood scored the next 14. Went up 14-7, and they haven't scored since. After the Adair 52-yard reverse run, Seaman scored 21 unanswered. They lead 28-14. And they'll have a whistle and a flag. It is fourth down and four for Seaman. Basin Linwood burned their final timeout. False start on the Vikings, not that it matters too much here. Basin Linwood needs to score two touchdowns in 59 seconds with no timeouts. Really, about the only way they're going to do it is they're going to need to block a punt or get a punt return. So the 5-yard penalty backs it up to the 37. Evans, the junior, at 6'5" to punt. He gets it away. Good protection. High punt. Takes a great bounce. Picked up by Burnett, who is taken down and hogtied and thrown to the ground very rudely and physically is Cameron Bryan. Well, that kid just loves to hit people, doesn't he? Holy cow. He just brought the lumber, laid the wood to poor Burnett. So 49 seconds to play, and Seaman will have a share of a league title, and it'll be their first league title since 2006. Coach Swafford's done a really nice job with this program in his fourth year taking over for Glenn O'Neill. They're in the UKC after being in the Centennial League for so many years. Three-man defensive front, 28-14. Three receivers left, one receiver right for Dixon. Basin Linwood's turned it over on the last two possessions. They threw an interception, Everts picked it off, and then Dixon fumble caused by Jordan, and it was caught midair by Cummings. Pass on the out pattern, far sideline. The sticks is incomplete by Dixon. Trying to go to Morrison. Second down and 10. Some other scores tonight. Colton beats Hiawatha 35-14. Sabetha over Oskaloosa 49-6. McLouth over JCN 30-14. Hayden wins tonight over Perry LeCompton 50-16. And Axtell wins for the 46th time in a row. They drill Hanover, who is ranked second in the state according to some, 58-12. Got a pick six on the second play of the third quarter to win it by point rule. Dixon has time. Looks all over. Looks right. Looks left. Now chased and brought down by Tillman. Will not go down as a sack as Dixon got back to the line of scrimmage on the far side. And no gain on the play. Third down and 10. And how about the Seaman defense? Not allowing a point in the second half. A shutout for the Viking defense. 20 seconds to go. Dixon rolls right. Looks deep. Far sideline. Tipped and almost intercepted. Reading it underneath coverage there, linebacker Cameron Bryan. It's fourth down and 10, 14 seconds to play. Stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll run through our scoring summary in case you missed it and recap the game. Also give you the individual team stats. Once again, big thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to MJ back at the studios in Hiawatha. 28-14 in the Bobcats. Fourth down and 10. Vikings play off the ball here, just three-man rush. They have a three-man defensive front. They run a 3-3-5 defense. In motion goes Martin. Dixon needs the throw on fourth and 10. Now he fumbles the ball. He was running, and it's picked up. Far side Cummings. Oh, he was thinking maybe I could return for a touchdown. And instead, it's a second fumble recovery for Cummings, and both of them are caused by Caden Jordan. That time, though, really, it was Dixon just losing the ball. He's thinking about throwing, and he decided maybe I'm going to run, take off, and then lost it. But Jordan was chasing him. And so the third turnover of the night, three straight possessions, although there, Dixon just trying to make something happen. And Cummings with the fumble recovery, number two. And Everett's with the big pick. That was the biggest defensive play of the game was Everett's interception, and the biggest offensive play was the 47-yard run by Huston on third and 17 that set him up for the score. They gave him a two-score advantage, and taking the victory formation out of the pistol, taking the knee is Huston, and Seaman for the first time since 2006 have clinched at least a share of a league title. They remain undefeated in UKC. They're 6-1 overall, 6-0 in league play. Based in Linwood Falls to 5-1 in league play. They suffered their first loss of the season there, 6-1 overall. Seaman with the first ever win over Based in Linwood. Your final. Seaman, the Vikings, 28, and the Bobcats of Basin Linwood, 14. Back with the postgame show after this 2.5-minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Looking to improve your drive? LNH Mobile Electronics can add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, backup cameras, remote start, Bluetooth, and much more to your vehicle. They can also protect your investment with a security system you can monitor from your phone. Whether it's a car, truck, boat, motorcycle, side-by-side, or even a golf cart, with over 100 years of combined experience, LNH Mobile Electronics in Topeka has the knowledge to tackle any upgrade to help you enjoy your ride.
Count on BNT Construction, LLC for general contracting services, which include excavating, steel doors, metal buildings, glass storefronts, and more. Plus, they provide reliable remodeling and construction services. Call them today at 785-220-5425 for your free commercial improvement estimate. Count on BNT Construction, LLC, proudly serving Northeast Kansas and surrounding states.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Wade Gerscher back with you one final time here. A postgame show on 96.9. The poll says the Vikings, Seaman with a win here tonight over Baser Linwood. 28-14 is the final. They clinch a share of the United Kansas Conference League title. They can win it outright next week with a win at home against DeSoto, a team they beat in the second round of the playoffs a year ago in 5A. And Baser Linwood now needs some help to get a share of the league title. They need to beat Lansing next week, and they need DeSoto to beat Seaman, as Baser Linwood beats DeSoto a few weeks ago, 21-7. That would mean a three-way tie. But Seaman has assured themselves at least a share of the league title, their first since 2006. Seaman got on the board first on their second drive of the night. 76-yard touchdown pass on the seam pattern from Max Huston to Briar Finley. Extra point by Geiger made it 7-0. Baser Linwood came right back. 8-play, 64-yard drive. Austin Adair, a 26-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Carson Dixon. Extra point good. Made it 7-all. And then Baser Linwood had the ball to Seaman, 25, to start a drive after a short punt, but eventually 3-and-out. They tried a 39-yard field goal that was missed to the left. And we were tied at 7 at the end of 1. Baser Linwood would take the lead on a reverse, a little flip on a reverse to Austin Adair. He ran 52 yards to Pater. Extra point good. 14-7 Baser Linwood midway through the second. But then Seaman got things rolling as they went on a 67-yard drive. A third down and 10, a comeback pattern by Jack Becker, which was his only catch tonight, was a huge play as the offense was sputtering for Seaman. Huston hit him on the far side for the catch. That kept the drive going. Eventually, Huston, a two-yard run. Extra point good. We were tied at 14. And then, after the Seaman defense forced a turnover on downs, it was Seaman offense taking over with one timeout, 56 seconds to play at their own 33. 57-yard pass to Briar Finley. Eventually, Huston would score. Took just 30 seconds off the clock. Huston scores from 2 yards out. Geiger, extra point, made it 21-14 at halftime. Second half, a defensive battle. Seaman did have their first drive. They go 10 plays. They had it all the way down, second down and goal. Inside the one, Max Huston ran it twice, stuffed both times. Eventually, they go for it, fourth and goal from the one, incomplete pass in the end zone. Turnover on downs. So, Baser Linwood dodged a huge bullet. Seaman had to be frustrated. Three cracks at it inside the one, could not punch it in. But the Seaman defense did the rest. And eventually, we had talked about nobody had turned the ball over. Grant Edwards, a sophomore, with interception of a Carson Dixon pass with 6:35 to play there in the fourth. And Seaman would take over on 46 after Max Huston was sacked. They were faced with a third and 17. And Huston did it himself with his legs. A 47-yard run. Bounced off one defender. Hurdled another that was lying on the field trying to trip him up. And ended up being a 54-yard drive. But a 47-yard run all the way from his own 37 to the Baser Linwood 16. Set up Huston for a one-yard plunge. Gave them breathing room they needed. And they win it 28-14. And a couple of fumble recoveries there in the last two drives for their middle linebacker Hayden Cummings to seal the deal. Let's go through the numbers before we wrap it up here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse, and we can tell you that let's start with Baser Linwood. Nick Doering, 17 carries, 61 yards unofficially. Carson Dixon, 13 for 62. Austin Adair, 2 carries for 55, including the 52-yard reverse run for a touchdown. Jeremiah Bowie, 1 carry for no yards. Carson Dixon throwing the football, tough night for him, 10 of 23. He threw one interception. Just 84 yards. Did have a nice touchdown pass to Austin Adair, who had 5 catches, 43, and a touch. Connor Rivas, a catch for 9. Nash Morrison, 3 for 32. Nick Doering, 1 catch for no yards. For Seaman, they were led by Max Huston throwing the football tonight, 21 of 30. No interceptions, though. One touchdown of 76 yards to Finley. Finley, 10 catches for 189 yards and that touchdown. And for Finley, that is now 13 touchdowns over the last 5 games, his 27th career touchdown reception. He went over 1,000 yards receiving on the season with his big night. And Max Huston, with his 289 yards passing, has now surpassed 6,000 yards passing in his career. And he has 69 touchdown passes and 18 this year versus just 5 interceptions. Has not thrown a pick since week 2. Huston threw for 289. Briar Finley got 10 for 189, the touchdown. Caden McKinney, 4 catches, 21. Jaden Evans, 1 for 11. Samson, 2 to 1 for 6. Jack Becker, 1 for 12, but it was a big third down at 10 conversion. Noah Kubicheski, they got the tight end involved. 4 catches of 45 yards. Running the football, Max Huston, 20 for 59. And the 3 short touchdown runs of 2, 2, and 1. Caden McKinney, 10 for 23. Samson, 2 to 7 for 21. Keep in mind, Huston's numbers running the ball hurt by the sacks. Mason Linwood had 4 sacks on defense. Seaman had 2 sacks. Seaman defense forcing the 3 turnovers in the final 3 possessions for Basin Linwood, the interception by Everts and the 2 fumble recoveries by Cummings. Running the football, Basin Linwood 33 carries for 178. Seaman 37 carries for just 103. Passing yards, Seaman 289 to Basin Linwood 84. Total yardage, Seaman 392. Basin Linwood 262. Plus 3 in the turnover category for Seaman. Seaman did have 11 penalties for 65 yards. Basin Linwood just 2 for 30. All adds up to a win for the Seaman Vikings. They improved to 6-1, and they are now 6-0 in league play, and a chance for the undefeated outright league title next week at home against DeSoto. And Basin Linwood will be at home against Lansing coming up next week, hoping that DeSoto knocks off Seaman. They get a win, and there's a 3-way tie for the league title, but Seaman knows that they at least got a share of the league title in their back pocket. Big thank you to our sponsors tonight. They include Jamie Lou Hornbaker, your agent, State Farm agent in Topeka, 2 locations now to serve you, Stock Grower State Bank, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, Dotmeyer Homes, L&H Mobile Electronics, B&T Construction LLC, Integrity Insurance, Silver Lake Bank, Community Healthcare System, Roofs by Brian, and by Denali Home Design. Thank them when you have the opportunity for sponsoring games on 96.9 The Pulse. Without those sponsors, these games would not be possible. Huge thank you to MJ back at the studios, Hiawatha. We always have some pretty exciting games, and MJ and I team up on 96.9 The Pulse, and it was a good one here tonight. Seaman able to knock off Basin Linwood in their undefeated season, and Seaman clinches a share of a league title, their first since 2006. Your final score here from Don Pierce Field at Seaman Stadium, the Vikings of Seaman, 28, Basin Linwood, 14. This is Wade Gershner saying goodnight. Thanks for listening to High School Football on your only station in the capital city that's locally owned and operated, 96.9 The Pulse. Have a great weekend, everyone.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
At Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years on the back of one man's dream. Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at Skillsaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring. With Chris Schaefer.
Thanks for listening to coverage of high school football here on 96.9 The Pulse, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
96.9 KOZA, Effingham, Topeka, Lawrence.
From the 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeremy Goodwin with your weather forecast right here at 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight, clear skies. There's no chance of any rain. We'll see winds mainly out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday is tomorrow, a high of 77 degrees. It'll be a beautiful day. South winds 5 to 10. Sunday is nice as well, 79 in the sunshine. Monday, scattered rain up to a quarter of an inch. That's your forecast. I'm Jeremy Goodwin from 13 News.
And now, back to the music. Only on 96.9 The Pulse.